Szentem szép előben, teljesült a Szentem amen. Húzzon egy adatába. Vannak zombi. Szia Márik Mária, Begrácia, Mária, Szenyor, Mária, Kambertként, Apasztod, de Szambérek, Forta, Gyof, Téha, Gyaszó. Grácia, Szenyor, Alla, Frenna, Szenyor, Alla. Un minuti. Le clope del minuti è giù, confermati. Dr. Balzano, complimenti, è chiuso di giù. Hanaitulo? Ok, okay. Scusate. Ma i minuti approvati?
Min dawn il minuti, qed nifhem kif tkellimna d-darba l-oħra li aħna kellna ngħaddu lill-speaker. Ok, fil-bidu qiegħda ġifieri. Alright, alright. U kellna xi update xek dwar dan l-istudju xek forsi tajdin tiegħu jew jaħdin.
Identity.
Le, jiena informatu xek lill-speaker u l-professur. Għazzoppardi ħajġu bid-draft tal-ftehim biex imbagħad inkunu nistgħu nibdew l-istudju xek. Kont seħu l-għonek biex nitkellmu miegħu wkoll u naħseb meta jkun qiegħed hawnhekk ukoll. Ma nasibx għandha tkun konġunta, imma jista' jkun jew fil-kumitat soċjali, jew inkella naraw fejn l-aħjar, mhux naħseb iktar social affairs għandha tkun, indaħlu tema partikolari dwar solitary confinement. U l-istess professur Andrew Azzopardi jkun jista' jagħmel lilna presentation ftit dwarha. Hemm xi ħsieb u pożizzjoni li xi jressa quddiem il-kumitat soċjali u fil-każ jekk dan il-kumitat jaqbel ngħidulu nisimgħu mbagħad niddiskutu.
Tajjeb. Mela minuti approvati, it-tieni item tal-diskussjoni għallum huwa diskussjoni dwar il-politika nazzjonali dwar id-droga, kontinwazzjoni. Naħseb ma il President ġveru għaw is-Sur Andrew Bonello, għaw il-professur Martin Balzan mill-Medical Association of Malta, u għaw Dr. Andrew Aġus li huwa minn Pain Clinic. Nibdew bil-Relief Malta, u għallu niklop l-Sur Andrew Bonello, president tal-Relief Malta, biex jiġsa' madwar il-mejdek joġbu, u għatina prezentazzjoni. Tatina prezentazzjoni tijak, għandek 5 minutes u mod nistaqsuk. Yes, don't worry, no problem.
Okay, so I'll be speaking in English for our guests. I would just like to start off, please. Thank you, Honorable Chair, for giving me the floor, and thank you...
Excuse me, can we identify Minanna Kjörsbuk Mana?
I'm going to do that right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Claudette Buttigieg, for suggesting the participation of Relief Malta this committee, discussion on the situation of drugs in Malta. The presentation in the past weeks of the White Paper on the Responsible Use of Cannabis in Malta, proposing the partial decriminalization of cannabis consumption and cultivation, created increased discussion on the topic. Relief Malta submitted a number of observations to the public consultation, and a copy of our submissions has been shared with the members of the two committees earlier today. To discuss issues related to cannabis policy and regulation, I am pleased to introduce you, honorable members, to our guest speakers, Dr. Fabian Peter Steinmatz and Dr. Costanza Sanchez Aviles. I now give the floor to Dr. Fabian to better introduce himself and deliver his 10-minute presentation, if that's okay. This will be followed by Dr. Constanza's 10-minute presentation, and I will be grateful if you can kindly reserve questions till the end of the presentation, if that's okay.
Yes, we can proceed as you have suggested.
Is that okay?
Yes, okay. You know, I lead with example, allora, bitnej, dot, mux bada.
So, Dr. Fabian, I leave the floor to you.
Thank you very much. Can you all hear me and see my screen? Can you hear me and see my screen?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. So, first of all, thanks a lot to the committee for inviting me. My name is Fabian Steinitz. I have an academic background in pharmaceutical engineering and in toxicology. And I'm currently working as a toxicologist for the consultancy Delphic HSE. And furthermore, I support organizations in the development of humane and evidence-based drug policies. And usually I talk very much about the pharmacology and toxicology of cannabis, but in this case I actually would like to talk rather about the safety of cannabis regulation. So the pharmacodynamics and pharmacokinetics are the individual effects of cannabis constituents, which can be adverse or beneficial, do not actually play a big role if it comes to a regulatory approach. So of course there's one great risk I would like quickly to mention, which is the one of a cannabis use disorder, so what you would colloquially call a cannabis addiction. This occurs in similarly to alcohol with every 10th user, but the consequences are less severe than with alcohol. But most important, and this is really important to understand, and this is why we actually do not have to talk about adverse effects of cannabis, is based on experience of countries and states with more liberal cannabis regulations, we know that use prevalence do not change significantly. And use prevalence also is hardly dependent on regulations and penalties. I mean, there are a lot of references for this one. I just mentioned a few here. So it really boils down to questions like, is regulated cannabis safer than unregulated cannabis? Or is less money in the hands of organized crime a good thing? And of course, are evidence-based regulations for driving and working, are they improving individual justice? And I think they can be all seen as no-brainers and have to be answered with a yes. So with regard to a cannabis regulation in general, the two worst things you can do with drugs is either an unregulated illegal market, where you, for example, have punitive approaches towards users, and you don't have any quality control with regard to the drug quality, and of course a commercial market without any regulations. So, particularly if we consider how tobacco and alcohol was regulated a few years ago and still is in some European countries, commercialization with the aim of getting hooked as many people as possible. And having advertisement everywhere, this is, of course, also a bad thing. So both is driving health and society harms. The least harm can be aimed by a health-centered regulation, and one example would be the cannabis social club model, which Constanza will explain a little bit more in detail. Because keeping in mind the prevalence stays the same, approximately. But direct harms can be reduced, for example, criminalization and stigmatization of individuals, but also people in need, they can actually seek help. They do not need to hide, which is actually a huge problem with illegal drugs, that people do not ask for help or ask for help way too late. Furthermore, indirect harms can be reduced, like organized crime, considering tax laws, violence, etc., but also adulterants and impurities, pesticides, mycotoxins from mold, heavy metals, and a huge problem currently in Germany, synthetic cannabinoids, so that quite toxic compounds are sprayed on cannabis to make it more potent. They are actually very dangerous, and you can avoid them within a cannabis social club model, where individuals can grow their own plants and share with each other. When it comes to cannabis and driving, and of course also with regard to cannabis and working, it's on one end a bit more difficult to find limits compared to alcohol, because blood alcohol concentration correlates very well with impairment, while for most drugs and medications do not. So, but first of all, it's important to understand that risk-wise, alcohol and alcohol drug or alcohol medication mixtures create far more risk than any cannabis consumption can do. And also it's important to understand that prevalence-wise, still alcohol as a more prevalent drug and as a quite impairing drug is also rather a problem than cannabis. It's also important to understand that if you consume cannabis in a moderate level, after a few hours, again, you are sober again, which is very interesting when we look at, and this is the only part of chemistry I will bother you with. It's very important to look at the right compound. Either if someone is panicking about a plant on a balcony and children which might touch the plant and poison themselves, this is not relevant because the THC there is inactive. Because this is in the plant, it's usually present as THCA. Only if it's heated, you know, baking, vaping, smoking, and so on, you have the psychoactive THC. And, of course, particularly when you eat it, you also have a further metabolite in your body, which is also psychoactive, which you have to consider. But there's also a further metabolite, and this actually lingers around in your body for quite a while, the THC-COOH. And this substance is tested very often with urine testing in an occupational environment or for roadside testing. This substance is not psychoactive. So if you are not a regular smoker and have used cannabis and you're completely stoned and you're driving, if you do so or working and you do such a test, this test will be negative because it does not show impairment. On the other hand, a regular user who abstained for 2-3 days and is completely sober, this test will, looking for this compound will be positive. So whenever someone is talking about drug tests, ask for what substance they are testing, and I would recommend to abstain from any immunoassays dealing with THC-COOH because they are used in some settings and their results are very misleading. With regards to limits or general suggestion how to deal with things, there are principally 3 suggestions where I will focus on the one in the middle. The first one is basically stating no standard testing at all. We do this with a lot of different factors, you know, like age and disease. You know, you can't measure the level in your blood, how sick you are, for example. Or for example, for coffee, nicotine, valerian root, cavacavi, and antihistamines, a lot of OTC drugs. You don't have any proper limits. And if you just think about it, if someone's drinking 10 coffees in less than 1 hour and is completely jittery and even hallucinating and driving and they have an accident, it's considered their fault. And the toxicologist who works in the forensic department, he will find this and he will say, whoa, there's a lot of caffeine in there. And then in your judgment, you can argue, hey, this was really irresponsible. And you, in principle, could similarly use this information for the narratives. The other aspect, which is my third suggestion, would be doing more research. There are actually some interesting concepts where tolerance is also addressed. But, of course, this is more a research proposal. The second one is probably the one most suitable for the European kind of framework, and this is a staggered limit. I also have to emphasize these are limits for whole blood. Sometimes you find also measurements in serum. There you have to take them, those values a factor of 2, so you have to take them twofold. But in general, if you are below 1.5 nanograms per milliliter, you're considered sober, and if you're above 5 nanograms per milliliter whole blood, you're considered impaired. If you're in between, it depends on if you have clinical symptoms. Of course, medical users who are in a steady state, there you have to find a different approach. So for someone who's regular using cannabis and is not impaired because he has a steady state, those limits do not work. But for recreational limits, those limits are actually quite good and actually suit also quite well in the current European framework. It's a very nice compromise, and it could actually become the new standard in Europe. And I also have to mention that Canada is using a very similar approach to this one, to the staggered limit. And also, particularly, you know, if there's an accident on in the workplace, it's also suitable to use the same type of staggered limit approach with regard to occupational drug use. So these are my few comments and suggestions. I'm happy to answer all questions which may arise. Otherwise, I wish Constanza good luck and ask her to take it away. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentation. May we now turn to the other presentation, please. Dr. Constanza Evils. Am I pronouncing it well? Sanchez. Dr. Sanchez, the floor is yours. You have 6 minutes. Can you start your presentation, please? Dr. Sanchez, we can't hear you. Can you put your microphone on, please, on the on mode?
Hello, can you hear me? And see my presentation?
Thank you very much. The floor is yours.
Yes, can I can.
Okay. Can you hear me well and see my presentation in the room?
Yes, okay.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. And thank you very much for inviting me to participate in this committee discussion today. I am Constanza Sanchez. I am the Director of Law, Policy and Human Rights at ICEA, which is the International Center for Ethnobotanical Education, Research and Service, an NGO based in Barcelona in Spain. I am a political scientist with a PhD in international relations, and for the last 12 years, I've been conducting research and working on the fields of national and international drug policy, with an emphasis on the interaction between drug policy and other relevant issues on the political agenda, especially human rights and social justice. As a researcher and civil society representative, I have had the privilege to observe and follow up drug policy developments in many parts of the world, and I have witnessed how, during the last decade, the international community has become increasingly aware of the importance of placing human rights at the center of drug policy formulation and implementation, and how this has been reflected in multiple documents and international initiatives. I brought for your interest, for your information, three examples here. One is the outcome document resulting from the United Nations General Assembly, focused on the world drug problem, celebrated in 2016, which is perhaps the first and most important high-level political document, including an entire chapter dedicated to drugs and human rights. After that, many other initiatives followed, like the International Guidelines on Human Rights and Drug Policy, which are, by the way, a reference for the European Union Drug Strategy 2019-2025, as the European Union seeks to enhance its role as a global broker for a people-centered and human rights-oriented drug policy. From my point of view, this shift toward a more inclusive perspective for drug policy is very relevant for the debates you are hosting in this committee. Cannabis decriminalization and regulation is being discussed and implemented in many parts of the world, as you are well aware. And this, from my point of view, has opened up very prominent space to explore how cannabis policy reform can contribute to enhance the respect for human rights, as well as encouraging civil society and communities' involvement in the development of solutions for the challenges that they face. The presentation that you had in the past week of the white paper on the responsible use of cannabis in Malta, proposing the partial decriminalization of cannabis consumption and cultivation, offers multiple opportunities for drug policy innovation. These may include the model of cannabis users' associations, that I would like to briefly explain during the following minutes. This would be like my contribution to this discussion, explaining the model of cannabis users association that has emerged and developed in Spain during the past 20 years and constitute a good example of how an initiative coming up from civil society can offer a well-balanced approach between a model of complete prohibition and a model of unrestricted free markets. And this keeping responsible use, public health, and values of democracy and non-profitability at the center of the model. The term Cannabis Users Association or Cannabis Social Club encompasses in practice different realities in the Spanish context. However, they all share the fact of being legally constituted, registered, non-profit association of adult cannabis consumers that collectively cultivate cannabis plants to meet their personal needs. They are non-commercial outlets. Cannabis is expected to be sold close to or at cost price, and could therefore be a middle ground solution to avoid the potential risks associated to commercial markets. Access to these organizations and to the cannabis they produce is restricted exclusively to members who are usually at least 18 years old and may have to fulfill other membership requirements. Cultivation remains relatively small scale and cooperative based. Cannabis social clubs may also develop harm reduction activities and provide a social space for peer-to-peer support. We estimate that there exist in Spain around 1,000 cannabis social clubs. Most of them are based in Catalonia and the Basque Country. And as I mentioned before, this is an alternative conceived by civil society to prevent cannabis users to be involved in the underground market. And also, this model has awakened important international interest. From my organization, we had the opportunity to contribute to this debate and to present this model in those territories where cannabis markets has been regulated. And also, these associations hold a space for therapeutic users. We estimate that between 6 and 12% of cannabis clubs members use cannabis for therapeutic reasons. The legal context in which this model emerged is, first of all, is the decriminalization context. In Spain, drug use, possession, and cultivation for personal use has never been criminalized. However, we have hard administrative sanctions for drug use and possession in public space. And also, the model emerged on the basis of the shared consumption doctrine developed by the Supreme Court during the 80s, during the times of the heroin crisis. And also, it relies on the organic law regulating the right of association. This means that these associations, cannabis users associations, are legally constituted and their activities are not considered a crime. How the politicians and the administrations have dealt with this phenomenon has been different depending on the level of administration. We Spain, as you know, we are a centralized state, so the activities that has to be with this kind of users associations deal with different levels of the administration. So the central government has been traditionally belligerent against these associations, but regional and local governments, being probably because they have to deal with the day-to-day operations of these outlets, they have been more interested in proposing regulations and also municipal bylaws to regulate, for example, hours of operation, hygiene, safety, environment, etc. And now we have municipal bylaws in more than 20 cities in Spain. I also wanted to share with you a few findings regarding the impact of being a member of a club in the consumption patterns of cannabis users, and also to show you which is the average profile of a cannabis association member. This is a research we conducted in the city of Barcelona over 20 cannabis social clubs. And as you can see here, the average member of the profile average is a man. It's in his 30s. He's a Spanish national. Is well-educated, middle-income, has a stable employment, and a stable, let's say, emotional situation. Regarding the patterns of use, almost half of the people interviewed reported to have continued consuming the same amount of cannabis, and also around one quarter they reported they have stopped and started using cannabis again many times after joining the club. They also consolidated private spaces for consumption, such as homes or the premises of the clubs themselves, and also have a very positive opinion of the potential or the task of the associations as risk reduction and harm reduction services. Also, we have identified forest fairing, which is the Cannabis Users Association's model, can have a positive impact. For example, for cannabis users, this association provides private spaces for consumption, risk reduction services, information on the quality of cannabis, a stable supply. This is very important in the case of therapeutic users. And they also can contribute to reduce stigma around cannabis use, and this is something cannabis users value very, very much. For the community, the cannabis clubs, they reduce cannabis use and trafficking in public spaces. So this way they allow the optimization of law enforcement resources. And also they consolidate the separation of markets, since cannabis users will not be exposed to other illegal substances available in the illicit drug markets. Which would be the benefits for the positive impact for public institutions, where cannabis social clubs are privileged spaces for conducting research and implementing risk reduction programs, also for identifying problematic use, and are also a good option to allocate therapeutic users derived from public health system. And finally, the positive impact for society is basically, associations that promote public and civil society participation, policy experimentation, and also in a context of economical social crisis that like the one we're dealing with now related to COVID-19 with high rates of unemployment. And these associations can be a source of employment, tax collection, and reduction of public expenditure.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sanchez.
These are all positive impacts that could benefit the whole Maltese society, from my point of view, the same way we have observed these positive impacts in Spain. As we explained in the submission that my organization, ICER, has prepared for the public consultation on the white paper, cannabis users associations can constitute a well-balanced approach between a model of complete state control or complete prohibition and a model of unrestricted free markets for cannabis. Based on all these considerations that I've just explained, what we would recommend to this committee is a discussion around the possibility of starting a pilot project for the establishment and regulation of cannabis users associations within the legal framework on the responsible use of cannabis. And in this sense, if you decided to discuss this possibility, we'll remain at your disposal for further information and clarifications. I hope you find these insights useful, and again, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak here today, and best of luck with this process.
Thank you very much. Any questions regarding these two presentations, please? Can you speak in the microphone? Dr. De Guara is going to ask you a direct question. He's a medical doctor by profession and a very experienced family doctor as well. And she's a member of parliament and the spokesperson for one of the major parties in parliament regarding these topics. Thank you. Dr. De Guara, the floor is yours.
I wish to ask you, how big were the cohorts that you've studied on? And when the first speaker, that was Professor Fagan. When you said that you kept on comparing with the alcohol and the levels, these are two different things. How can you make comparisons on when the action of cannabis extracts, especially THC, The effect on the brain is completely and very erratic in different persons and in different people, and even in the stature of the person. So I think you can't really make a good comparison, because studying on paper is one thing, but the human body reacts quite differently when you see the action of drugs, no matter what you're saying, when you study it on the actual patients.
Thank you, Dr. De Guaro. Dr. Fabian, can you please...
Constanza, are you first?
Could you please repeat your question? Because I think I'm afraid I didn't hear it. Sorry.
The first question was, how big were the cohorts that you've done the studies on? And the second one was about the studies that you were comparing, not you, but Fabian, was comparing the alcohol levels in the blood, etc., when the drug action is completely different and every person can react differently to any sort of drug, excluding alcohol.
Yes, so Dr. Fabian, can you, or Dr. Constanzia?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
the first question.
I'm so sorry.
What is the number of persons that participated in your cohort?
The number of participants was 155. Yeah.
So that's quite a very small number, actually.
So the number was 155?
Well, yeah, we conducted the study in the city of Barcelona. These were conducted over 20 cannabis users associations, and it was limited to the city of Barcelona. Yes.
Good. And the other question was, how can you compare these two things, these two substances, when the reaction to the body can be different, quite different?
So shall I ask, answer the question with regard to THC and alcohol? So in general,
because
every substance...
You were generally comparing with the alcohol level, but medically, it's proved and we can confirm that if I take 1 gram, just to give an example, of cannabis, and my colleague takes the same amount, the reactions in the brain is completely different, because there are a lot of things how the drug will react. The psychological part of it. The reactions in different bodies in different people are completely different.
Yeah, but the same is true for alcohol. It generally depends on set and setting with all type of substances. If you don't have any tolerance for alcohol, you will have the same. I said there's a higher correlation between blood alcohol level and impairment as with other substances, but there is still a possibility, and this is why a staggered limit has been suggested. There is, based on human data, so which is either driving simulation data and accident data. So there is this type of clinical data which has been analyzed by a huge meta-analysis, and they, for example, found that the lower threshold is corresponding to the 0.5 mix per liter threshold, which is used in many European countries as an alcohol limit.
Yes, but what I am saying is alcohol levels can be quite easily, much more easily monitored than the reaction of a drug. I mean, I've seen cases with very small amounts of drug consumption have gone even to fatal conditions. While alcohol, either you indulge in what we call the big, you know, to get these reactions. But drugs are very, very difficult to detect how the reaction is going to be.
Yeah, but therefore you can...
I'm speaking from experience, so that's why I'm saying it.
Yeah. No, and again, I'm just referencing those studies. So there are levels you can compare with alcohol limits. And the thing is, and this is where the staggered limit comes into play, there are certain people which develop a tolerance, and for those people, you need a higher level, and this is why we have the second limit there. So, and this is, by the way, this is also the same, more or less the same model as which used currently in Canada.
So what is the highest amount you are, because from my experience, if you go more than you know, every 4, every 6 hours the maximum you can go, but then you will be flat out. So with that levels you're speaking, you can really go to very high levels.
Yeah. So are you talking about serum or whole blood?
Usually serum we check.
Sorry, serum.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, serum.
Yeah. So for serum, it's so the current limit would be approximately 10 nanograms per milliliter. And if there is some clinical type of impairment, the limit would be 3 nanograms per milliliter per serum, or THC in serum.
Thank you.
And this
very
is corresponding this study I was referencing for, which actually they looked at I think over a dozen of different studies, and came up with a quite cautious approach, and they calculated 3.7 nanograms per milliliter THC in zero corresponds to the alcohol limit of 0.5 milligrams per liter.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Honorable Mr. David Ajous is going to put forward his questions as well.
I don't recall if you mentioned any age limit in order to be able to make use of cannabis. Have you come up with a particular age which you think it's suitable to start taking cannabis?
Dr. Fabian. Your studies were carried out between the 18 and the 21.
No.
Did you carry any studies on the adolescents?
No, because the study, one of the research I was the research I was presented is conducted over members of cannabis users associations, so this associations have very strict membership criteria, and one of the criteria is the age. So you have to be, depending on the association, you have to be 18, over 18, or over 21. So there is no minors joining. Or
so the minimum age that you also agree to is that you cannot take cannabis 18 years and under.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, my the fact is that people under 18 they use cannabis as well. So this is a problem that we have when we face a regulation or the criminalization work, because we need to think about what we do with cannabis users that we cannot really incorporate into the regulations. But if you let me clarify, in Spain there is not still a regulation for cannabis users associations. So this membership criteria and the regulation that inspired these associations to function are a source of self-regulation. I mean, these associations have joined federations, and these federations have elaborated this code of conduct.
But do they have an age limit?
Yes.
18.
So the age limit?
Okay. I am asking you this because in other social affairs committee meetings, which we had, including last week, most of the experts we had here all said that the brain keeps on developing until the age of 25. So, as a member of parliament, as a person who I need to legislate, would you help me understand how I can, as a person responsible to anyone else outside this parliament, let anyone take a substance, a drug, or anything, when the experts are telling me that if they take that cannabis or a particular drug, in this case cannabis, before the age of 25, it will harm the person. Is this also, do you have also the study? Do you agree with these experts which we have here in our committee telling us that the brain keeps on developing until the age of 25? And if yes,
well, I'm a social scientist, so maybe regarding the age and the affection over the brains, maybe Fabian is in a better position to answer. But from my point of view and my experience is the most people you left outside a regulation process, the most people health is left without protection somehow. I mean, so I think it's better to incorporate, I mean, I see regulation as a way to protect, or decriminalization a way to protect public health. So we have to, maybe we have to think the other way around and say, okay, how can we act, or how can we, influence the, or in, I mean, how can we influence the fact of people using, if people use cannabis, we have to, I think, a regulation that aims to improve public health and reduce risk and harms in relation to cannabis use could be a better thought from this angle of trying to cover as much sections of the population as possible. This is my opinion, but maybe Fabian has another
Yes, Dr. De Guano.
If I may, I would like to add something. You might remember one of my first slides about the prevalence. And this is very, very key. It's not about encouraging people below 25 to consume. Health policies can address that the brain is a 30-year-old's brain is even better for cannabis consumption than a 25-year-old, and a 25-year-old is better than a 20-year-old, and of course better than a 15-year-old brain. But you have to pick up those people because prevalence or use prevalence does not change significantly. A quick example, if there is a huge black market, and the higher you set the limit, the bigger the black market will be. When in Germany someone with 17 years old drinks a bottle of snaps, yeah, they are not allowed to do this. But this bottle of snaps comes from a regulatory supply, and therefore this person is most likely on the next day still alive and not blind. While, you know, in the times of alcohol prohibition in the US, when there was methanol due to the black market alcohol distillation, you had those type of issues. So you have to make sure that at least 80 to 90% are covered. And this is why you have to consider, on the one hand, medical perspective, where you would say 25 would be good, social aspects, where you would actually say 15 would be good, and also law aspects, like, okay, when you can, with 18 years old, jump out of a plane, you should be also allowed to buy a gram of cannabis. So you have to find a compromise between the social, the law, and the medical ideal, which probably would be for most people to not consume until they're 50 and get some chronic pain.
Thank you very much. The last question from Dr. De Guara, please.
Just to be clear, so the studies you've carried out was on a small cohort between the age of 18 to 21 in these social, in these cannabis social clubs. Now we, even in our island, we have a lot of minors. Some of them start cannabis even at the young age of 12 years of age. We know medically the big problems that they are facing, those who are between the 12 and, let's put, up till the 18 to exclude the social club, to exclude the cannabis social clubs. So in that age group, nothing has been said in our discussion today, which means these are the most vulnerable people. They cannot go to the social club, so they have to rely on the black market. So what are we controlling by having the social club? The social club has to be the utopia if it's going to run smoothly. Why? Because if you don't have the cannabis as it should be, because you know cannabis plants can be different, can have different percentage of THCs, and, you know, not to go into detail. So what are we going to gain by the social club? Just to get some between the 18 and the 25, but what are we going to do between the 12 and the 18? And don't forget, It has been proved everywhere, medically, on the Lancet you go, on the medical journals, wherever you want to do the reference, you find that those who have gone on cannabis between the age of 12 and 18 are definitely on the line for the heroin and the morphine. So what are we covering for these people? Are we covering anything or not?
Thank you.
Well, in the model I was presenting is just one way of access to cannabis market, which what we have found in our experience here in Spain is it's reduced harms in if we compare it to the underground markets, because you know the origin of your of the product you are consuming. You don't have to go to your dealer or the underground markets in the streets. There is a prediction of the use you are having, so that's also foster responsible use. But this is not the requirement of the age over 18 is because you are, it's a political decision in the sense that you have to be, over 18 in order to be part of an association. So there's no limit on the other age. You can be any age as soon as you are over 18. And coming back to the beginning, this is and just one way of access to cannabis use or to offer a regulated supply. You also have many others, but I think the model I was presenting is not a model that would be useful to deal with the use of cannabis use for people between 12 and 18. I think that's another segment of the population that needs a different approach.
Of course, it needs the high educational programs, because if you prevent the 12 up till the 18 from going on to the cannabis, you will not need the cannabis social clubs after. And that's what I am after as a medical person. We have to prevent and create anything which gets the youth away from the drug. Don't forget, and you are scientists, you can prove this yourself, that a lot of these cannabis users, there is something what we call missing psychologically. Perhaps they have a weak character, something have gone wrong in their lives. So yes, we have a lot to do if we present and we invest really high in programs to keep the youth active, happy, and solve the problems which they may be facing, either in their families, in their society, from their peers. You mention and you see it in the young ones. So here we're. I thank you very much for the information you've given, and I appreciate it as scientists also. But we have really spoken about a very limited number of a utopia thing that, if it exists, and if you prevent, you are providing it for those who are already there. But if you want to prevent the problem of drugs, we have to start investing in the minor, if we're going to call them so, to stop them from going to drugs at such a young age. Because then, as you know, even when it has been for decriminalization, I am all out for it. That's not to be discussed. But don't forget that a lot of countries who have illegalized it, who have legalized it, have the black market or the underground market have really exploded up. So there must be something missing in the link.
Any more comments, please?
If I just may say...
yes, Mr. Bonello.
Where cannabis has been legalized, the black market has actually gone down, not exploded. Thank you.
Yes, I would like to confirm. Canada now has, after a few years, over 50% is now regulated market. So every year after legalization, it's more is regulated and less is going to the black market.
Thank you all for all your presentation. We are time-bound, so we can't keep on discussing the issue because we have to move on to other speakers. Thank you for presentation, both of you. Mr. Bonello, a few minutes just winding up from, so that you're presenting the relief in Malta. Can you please put forward your winding up?
Yes, I'd just like to thank Dr. Costanza and Fabian for your presentations. Thank you very much. I think this is probably a first for Malta to have such a different angle on what we're discussing. As we are trying to do relief as well, we're trying to bring some fresh approach to the discussion. So thank you all for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bonello. Thank you, Professor Fabian and Dr. Costanza. Thank you for being with us. Yes,
Chair, if I may, I would like to ask something to Andrew.
Yes.
I will put forward my question in Maltese for the benefit of also those who are following us. Inħoss li fil-pajis aw ħafna miżinformazzjoni fuq suġġett tal-cannabis apparti stigma. Naf li jintom mhux biss attivi fejn jidħol l-użu responsabli tal-cannabis, imma wkoll tirriċerkaw, taraw diversi studji fuq livell internazzjonali, etc. X'għadek forse tikkummenta fuq il-bżonn ta' aktar informazzjoni meta tnajt informazzjoni kemm fuq il-benefiċċji. Iżda wkoll ovvjament fuq aspetti oħrajn inqas bih li jikkonċernaw il-cannabis għaliex fl-aħħar mill-aħħar aħna dejjem xtaqna illi l-informazzjoni tkun b'mod korretta. U forsi anke dwar il-bżonn li nkissru l-istigma fejn jidħol dan is-suġġett. Grazzi.
Qed neħu pjaċir li qed nitkellmu fuq il-cannabis fil-Parlament diġà hija xi ħaġa kbira. Kena nistennew sa 2021 biex isir, sfortunatament, imma qed isir. Allura aħna kuntenti biha ovvjament ħafna. Għalfejn għax qed nitfaċċaw ir-realtà. Ir-realtà hi li l-cannabis tiġi konsumata. Issa mhijiex kwistjoni ta' jekk tagħmel ħsara jew hija ta' benefiċċju jew dawn l-affarijiet. In-nies qed jużawha. Hemm xi 50,000 ruħ li jużawha u ilhom jużawha minn qabel Kristu, jiġifieri ilha tintuża. Allura iva, irridu naraw li dawn in-nies ma jkunux istigmatizzati bħalma huma issa. Noqogħdu ngħidu ħafna ħmerijiet fuq legalizzazzjoni jew decriminalization se tinfaq l-użu għax ma sar imkien fid-dinja meta legalizzawha u aħna qed nitkellmu fuq decriminalization biss għalissa partial decriminalization. Allura nara bħala pass importanti, pass li nispera li mhux se tkun politizzata wisq, għax hija pass lejn is-saħħa pubblika. Din hija favur is-saħħa pubblika, il-persuna jekk irid ifittex l-għajnuna għandu imur waħdu ifittex l-għajnuna mhux joqgħod jistaħbad dar. U allura jekk naqtaw l-istigma u daw l-affarijiet li nisimgħu fuq n-nies li jużaw il-cannabis jisom għandhom xi marda, jisom għandhom xi labra fil-vina, di rridu naqtawha u naraw r-realtà hemm ħafna nies li għamlu ħafna suċċess b'ħajjithom, għandhom familji, għandhom tfal, għandhom ħajja normali u huma minn flok jieħdu dik il-grok fil-għaxija forsi jieħdu naqra cannabis minn flok. At the end of the day, it's a safer choice.
Jina naqbel miegħek Ser Bonello li l-verità hija li it is being used. Però importanti mhux kif qed inti li ma ngħidux il-ħażin u t-tajjeb. Il-ħażin it-tajjeb għamilni meta għaddejna l-liġi tal-medical for medical use u cannabis for medical use. Però konna qed nitkellmu fuq livelli li huma safe għas-saħħa, etc. Però li tgħidli li hemm l-istigma ma jkellmunix naħseb għandek żball għax aħna bħala tobba nkunu nafu eżatti n-nies min joħodha għaliex jiġu għandna għal pariri meta jkun hemm problemi jitkellmu magħhom tinsiex. Meta tkellem tabib int marbut li ħadd mhu ħajkun jaf. Jien anke jekk tiġi int li qed I mean giving an example. Jekk tgħidli smajna qed nieħu għamiltek u għamiltek u għamilt kas and whatever. Jien ma nista' ninforma lil ħadd u l-Maltin huma ħafna dawk iż-żgħażagħ għax nista' ngħid għandi ħafna żgħażagħ li naf bihom li dawn jiġu għal pariri jiġu mhux vera m'hemm stigma, anzi jħossuhom safe li għal minnu qed imorru għand persuna li tista' tkellimhom li jistgħu jabdawha u li ħadd tiegħhom il-parir kif tista' tgħinhom. Ġifieri di tal-istigma jiena nara naqra overinflated u ngħidlek il-għala. Għaliex jekk toħodha jisek qatt ma kellek bżonn, it's nobody's business. Però iż-żgħar iva ħafna minnhom dawn li kien qed jistudjaw jindunaw they cannot concentrate anymore, they are lacking the money, ħajtru fi problemi kbar, And who is the first person to know? Mi nafta pista jikkonferma anke Dr. Balsan, għalix fil-medicina nintaqma xa kolla kem aħna di, yes, they do come for help. And they know it, that we can give it, really, without anybody interfering in their life. There is no stigma. I mean, for me, anybody who comes and says, isma, I think, I'm a so what, yeah, bil-eda, poġi, you know, let's go. No, don't think it is.
Onorevoli de Guar, forsi, mandiċ dubju l-inti minnaħatijak, mandekx stigma, ma l-veritajja li l-stigma teżisti, u naħseb li mhuwiex ġust li niġġeneralizzaw anka fuq kull min jikun sma' il-kannabis bħalli kieku kull min jagħmel użu mill-kannabis mod responsabbli għandu xi problema. Fil-waqt li iva, bla dubju hemm min sfortunatament għandu xi tip ta' problema jien ma niġġeneralizzawx u ngħidu li kull min jagħmel użu mill-kannabis għandu bżonn lajnuna. Hija għażla personali. Nemmen illi kull oġġett jista' jkun ta' ħsara bl-ebda dubju m'aħna din ngħidu li l-cannabis jekk ma tiġix ikun smata b'mod responsabbli ma tikkawżax ħsara, speċjalment fetajiet anka żgħar jew forsi fi għandek nies illi għandhom problemi bħal skizofrenja, imma ejja ma niġġeneralizzawx fuq kull min jagħmel użu mill-cannabis. Kellna persuni li tilfu l-impjieg tagħhom minħabba l-istigma li hawn fil-konfront ta' dawn in-nies li jagħmlu użu mis-sustanza. U ejja ma ninsewx li għataw ħafna żgħażagħ ħafna adulti li spiċċaw sħanset kriminalizzati il-għaliex jikkun smaw il-kannabis bazza personali.
Grazzi, naħseb illi din l-ewwel parti ta' din il-konferenza sa' eżawrejnija, grazzi Relief Malta, grazzi Sur Bonello, l-mistednin li kellek, niklok li l-Dr. Balzan, ikjoġbu jersaq mal-mejda. Għandek 10 minutes of presentation, Dr. Balzan, u bat niftuħad diskussjoni, tajjeb? Għafas il-butuna il-ħamra kjoġbuk, speak.
Naħseb li għan għamilna publiku d-dokument li preparajna l-position paper ta'na.
Uj, għajt, sustanza. Tista' tippreżenta sustanza mhux għapetu.
Għan għamilna il-kameri ta' prinċipi.
Ekku.
Mela, l-ewwel ħaġa, kwalunkwe ħaġa li ssir, leġislazzjoni u dokument, tittara x'hemm l-iskop tagħha. Mela, il-punto di partenza. L-innis xaħat mandu xej. Għal-gost jieħu l-kannabis ħaġa tajba, jew ħażina. Għal-saħtu. Le, mish tajba għal-saħtu. Fatt. Għobarenzja, issa ma sarna ġustifikaw jekk għandi vizzju u mhux kapaċi naqtaw il-ħadd ieħor jgħidli dik ħaġa tajba. Jiġifieri dit-term responsible use of cannabis ma nifhimix. Jiġifieri, ħan saqsi lilek. Jekk inti tilha fuq l-ajruplan. U l-pilot għadu kammara għan Dr. Balzan. Jgħidlu li jkunx mal-kannabis. U jiena bil-prudenza u bil-etika medja ma ngħid il-ħadd. Ħaġa tajba li l-pilot li qed isuq lek l-ajruplan. Jekk inti l-etra fi kontra u li rrid jaraġew x'ajruplani ma jħedux ma xurxin. Jidid niddu moħħu hemm fuq l-iskrin, jew qed xi kantun jara xi toilet li bejja bil-ħaxixa. Sewa? Jeżist ġa sa bad responsib. Jiġifieri, il-punto di partenza ta' din il-liġi u tal-white paper, xi jrid jaċivja? Nispera li le, dak li hu ħażin nibdew ngħidulu tajjeb. Dak li hu ħażin, jekk issa nitfaħħa fuq il-professjoni tagħna, jekk xi ħadd imura l-operazzjoni l-isptar. Għall-ħaris għad tikun hemm xi ħadd ħajopera xi ħadd taħt l-effett ta' xi droga, inkluż il-kannabis, inkluż l-alkohol. Ħażin. Mhux jgħidli għax jien issa mort il-klabb. Il-klabb legali ndaħallix, jien għadha ser n-opera. Le, ta' ma tistax tagħmel hekk. Jiġifieri, l-ewwel prinċipju, l-użu tal-kannabis għall-individwi li m'għandhomx mart. U ħażin, bħal huwa sigaretti, ħżiena. L-alkohol ħżiena. Sewa, inti l-aħjar, tagħmel pari, jien ammur, nuħu tazza alkohol għat-toma, u neqa' fehm. Ma jaffettwa ni xejn. Sewa, imma l-kannabis ma tistax tgħid kif se taffettwak. U taffettwa lek il-ġudizzju. Tar-raġa, l-aspett mentali. Jiġifieri, jien nħoss li il-white paper mhux ċar what it intends to achieve. Sewa, aħna bħala tobba Nishti ulli min mandux għal-vejju għal-nabis, ma jgħodix. Mela, ħażin li bniedem titfaw il-ħabs, ħażin. ħażin li twaħlu telħu l-ġob li kol t-kriminalizzaħ. In any way, le, inti trid tgħidu isma' l-kannabis, ħażin, is-soċjetà se tgħidlek tagħtilħ. Mhux se tgħidlek xi ħaġa li ħażinha saret tajba. Tifhimni, jiġifieri, l-iskop tal-liġi mhux ċar jekkux. Li min qed jagħmel ħażin jieħu l-kannabis, speċjalment minu pożizzjoni ta' responsabilità kif semmejlek. Ikollu mezz ta' għajnuna li hu jieqaf tajjeb. Imma jekk dak li hu ħażin nibdew nsejħu lu tajjeb, inti qed taf ikkontraw le mur hu da mur il-klabb u ħadd ma jkellmek. Le ma stax nagħmlu hekk. Ma jeżistix le użu responsabbli ta' mediċina psikotropika li mhix preskritta minn tabib. All-indikazzjoni ta' mart. Iġviri, da, kważi kollox, l-eroina hija tintuża waħda mill-aqwa painkillers. Il-morfina nużawha l-ħin kollu nużawha l-ħin kollu fil-kanser. U għall-ħarix ma kienx hekk għax għall-ħarix il-batija kienu gunaw ħafna nies kemm ibatu. Ma jfissirx li l-eroina tajba jew l-morfina tajba. Iġviri, aħna il-pożizzjoni tagħna hija. Mhux ċar il-liġi x'qed iċċivja. Jekk il-liġi qed tgħid li min għandu bżonn l-għajnuna jew jixtieq l-għajnuna biex il-kannabis jaqtaħħa il-gvern se jtujilu, s-soċjetà se ttilu, tajjeb. Jekk dak li hu ħażin qed jikkonsma, qed ikisser ħajtu. Jien issa li ftit inqas minnek tabib, ili 36 sena tabib, taf kemm rajt nies kapaċi jitkissru jibdew bil-kannabis. Ġieli jżidu fil-kannabis, u mbagħad naqra kokaina, u mbagħad naqra ekstasi, u minn nies bravissimu promett qed tisimgħu, tara ħajtu titkisser. Le, le, jiġifieri imma jiena ifhimni llum. Sekonda, issa fadi rispondini wara. Issa anyway, il-pożizzjoni tagħna hija wan mhix ċar l-iskop tal-liġi. Il-pożizzjoni tal-mam. Il-pożizzjoni tal-mam iva nejnu soċjetà għandha tkun ħanina u tgħin lil min irid jaqta' il-kannabis, min irid ineħħ il-vizzju, ineħħih mhux jitfgħu il-ħabs, jitih l-għajnuna. Oħra, jiena ħsibt li se jkollna enfasi kbira, kampanja edukattiva fl-iskejjer biex it-tfal u l-adolexxenti ma jaħdux il-kannabis. Ma jaħdux il-mas ma rajt anke tajn. Li nagħmlu kampanji fl-iskejjer ma' tfal fit-television fuq ir-radio li l-kannabis ħaġa ħażina, tagħmellek ħażina għal saħħtek, toħodix. Le, diex ħaġa tajba qed ngħidulhom. Jekk tagħmilha responsabbli toqgħod ġo klabb, xejn mhu xejn. Hekk qed nifhem il-white paper. Le, le, il-trust tal-paper hija li nagħmlu xejn mhu xejn. Li dak li hu ħażin, se nibdew ħansulu imkien ma tinsib.
Skużani ma fek, ma rridx ninsem abbastanza, ma jien għamilċur u kont parti mit-tim ta' persuni li ħadu fuq il-white paper. Fil-white paper hemm b'mod ċar il-bżonn illi jkun hemm kampanji edukattivi dak illi nsejħulu harm reduction approach, aċċennaw għalih anka il-persuni l-lum. Tkellmu aktar kmieni. Ġifieri, ma nasibx li huwa ġust li tiġi hawnhekk u tajt li ma hemm l-ebda ċenna l-bżonn ta' edukazzjoni u informazzjoni dwar is-sujiet.
Speċjalment meta
nitkellmu.
Responsible use of cannabis. Li fix-xjenza medika u fit-textbook mediċi ma jeżistix. Li tieħu midoċina psikotropika iġini mingħajr preskrizzjoni ta' tabib għal diagnosi dik fis-soċjetà. Imkien mi aċċettata. Mela, jien ħalli għam mistoqsija. Dil-white paper qed tgħid li aħna ġustifikaw dak lu ħażin u nibdew ngħidu lu tajjeb, jew l-iskop tagħha hu nikkonoxxu li l-kannabis hija ħaġa ħażina u se ngħinu n-nies jaqtawha. Jew qatt ma jibdew kif inhu l-aħjar il-kampanji edukattivi. Jew jekk jibdew ngħinuhom jaqtawha. Jiġifieri issa. Il-ħsara li tagħmel il-kannabis intom kellkom il-psikjatri u qalulkom li jekk għandek mart mentali se tagħmlu għar, jekk inti borderline se toħrożlok il-mart mentali, u jista' jkun li ċertu ħsara tkun irreversibbli fil-moħħ. Hekk iridhom it-tfal tagħna. E come c'è te fare, bravo, è molto il cannabis, gli spicciavo. Ma dicevi quanto la psichiatria, ma... Flock, e ora io studio, sai che altri che allora, e che darba, e ti ho costi con il cannabis, e che rido in società. Se vuoi, ti fa il danno, ne proteggio, a me l'hanno talenti, non riesco a sviluppare, così che sono. Se vuoi, i giri, sai, ho creato ma tanti semi del polmone. Io sono specialista del polmone. Mi fa misiare la psichiatria. Io, via che gole c'è paziente, a dosare, ma ti sta a dirlo, l'asma, o ho sviluppo. Non c'è il medicino, le tue, non stai bene, io vado per io. Io vado, via che mi ha deluso, farai con il ho sviluppo. Lì è il cannabis. E ci vedi, l'effetto del cannabis sul polmone. Voi studiate per sigaretti, ma non ci vedi milioni di paper, se i due le pesate, ci vedi, era loophole, fil, e ma non starei leggendo per pratica medica. E vedi col cannabis, e con il problema, mi sigaretti, e ci vedi. Afnaus, etneido, ma non lo leggi. Bish, mi direte, hai non una quando bisogna essere in un'ora? Io, business as usual, da clicchino quasi in se ne vedo nei due lotta io. Se va? E nis, bish, nel tosbu, flok nei due ancora giù, nei due lotta io, e tale, tanto da io, mi sarei nel toda, lì, ma mi sta io, ma no, blues. Ma che ne dico a una società, le medici in davanti, insomma, ma dove non e come è necessario, todo, mi canta il cancer, anche che sono il morbino, auta, non ho problema. E come ti ha il chemoterapia, io ti ho il cannabis. E non c'è licenziata dall'European Medicines Agency, ma c'è riporti tanis, le mermus, il medicina l'ora, o il cannabis, e non fa il medicina palliativa. E ma mi c'è accettata licenzia, accettata with idula, sì, idula, evidenza circostanziali, se va? L'ora tranno ftit fil paper, ahna, ijax l'effetti fuq it-tfal ta' side smoke u l'effetti fuq it-tqala, se va? Iġviri, il-problema, mux nurġok la' budurgost, le, problema, fil-soċieta, ħanna problema, sigaretti, jena ġunna ta' kolla, minn kanser bil-pulmu, minn attak qalbu, minn stroke, sigaretti daw. Accettate i sigaretti e ti smurtate, ti stai pacchetto di sigaretti, ha preso le sei, tante che non ti sdasse, smoking kiss, mi li smis lì, si ha sasni, mi la, mi li smis, o l'Unione Europea, a gele del Gorgat, se va, e ti vedi, viena, naxeb lì, che se l'associazione media le deposita in paper, al tempo si prepara la mia psichiatra, anda l'approvazione unanimo dal consiglio. Questi si devono come hafna, fl-opinjoni tagħna il-cannabis meta mhix preskrittament tabib u mhix għal raġuni medika m'għandix tittieħed. Bħalma s-sigaretti m'għandhomx jittieħdu, bħalma l-alkohol ma jkunx jittuża l-eċċess. Ma naċċettax it-term responsable cannabis, jew li tmur xi klabb, level imur il-klabb, nu gost imbagħad l-għadha nkun air traffic controller, l-għadha nkun sergent, l-għadha nkun pilot, l-għadha suq il-karozza naqsam jien. Not acceptable fi soċjetà. U ma jistax, jiġifieri, jien fl-opinjoni tiegħi min nagħmel wieħed jiddeċiedi. Fil-bidu ta' paper inti qed tikteb your objectives. Mhux miktubin, għax naħseb. Irid jgħidulna mod, u fil-fatt l-objective ieħor. L-objective għandu jkun li nagħmlu ġid is-soċjetà, li hu ħażin ngħidu lu ħażin, u li hu tajjeb ngħidu lu tajjeb. U li ħaġa importanti li min għandu vizzjoni ngħidu jaqtaw. Idealment, ma ngħinux jibda, ngħinux li qatt ma jibda. Imma kif nafu, mhux kulħadd għalha ki. Li jitwile ġo familja stabli in a good social context, mux kulħadd nofer ripoti zdek, ta' kiju daw kien nisu l-għu nejnu għu għu.
Grazie.
Li stigmatizzaw, naqbel, ma nix nistigmatizzaw, għanna n-identifikaw il-min għanna bżon nejn.
Pero, nil-komment tijak ċe, istigmatizzajt ħafna, stigmatizzajt Zaza li attualment jistudija l-Università ta' Malta u minn studi oħra ċar. Inti stessa. Illi Zaza tagħna ridu l-istudja.
Eda ta' Parlament riprodu.
Għandu ukoll.
Isma' qed tgħid naħseb Parlament.
Non nitkellem bil-mod.
Hu paġenzja, poġġi l-ismani.
Isma' niftiqgħu dak li
qal. Isma' niftiq. Qed tgħidha taħt Parlament li privileġġjaw li, għax minn kellha jgħidli. Għalli nada,
għalli
unajd l-għagli muxek, jettun tellal daw xur.
Viva libertà tal-espressjoni, min dak li għattinti.
Ekka ħija.
U fil-kamra jider li għaw minn fem bħal u koll.
Inti tkellem
għalli. Wieħed seta' xifem. illi min jagħmel użum il-cannabis ġej minn xi familji imkissrin, għax inti għad mhux kulħadd u dan għandu x-xorti illi jkun imrobbi familja tajba.
Out of context.
Naċċertak illi jgħu min jagħmel użum il-cannabis u ġej minn familja tajba ħafna. Bl-istess mod.
U minn kien tajjeb kissir.
Studenti universitarji huma fost dawk l-aktar li jagħmlu użum il-cannabis. Ġifieri daw qed ngħidulhom li mhumiex eċivers. Għax jagħmlu użhom il-cannabis b'għażla personali b'mod responsabbli.
Mela nirringrazzjak.
Ixtieq tellabora ftit.
Mela nirringrazzjak. Ħalli
għall-karezza ta'
kulħadd. Mela ħadd noħob jiġri ħafna l-isma' għax int issa konfermajt qed tikkonferma l-punt li għamilt jien u nirringrazzjak tal-li qed għax issa taf Malta kollha. Li l-iskop tal-paper mhux minnejnu. Mhux minnejnu. Inti qed tgħidha kif qed tgħid intu kif fhimt għedien. Mhux li minn qed juħu l-cannabis ngħidu jaqtaw le. Ngħidulu bravu. Kompli.
Le, ma.
Le, issa isma' jiena.
Hawnhekk kulħadd jiġi kulħadd Dr. Bazza, kulħadd jgħid l-opinjoni tiegħu. U kulħadd għandu dritt, għax hawnhekk id-dar tad-demokrazija kulħadd għandu dritt. Jgħid li jrid u jesprimi ruħu, ma jfissirx li l-opinjoni tal-Onorevoli Kutajjar hija riflessa. Fil-paper, ma jfissirx li l-paper hija riflessa l-opinjoni ta' Dr. Kutaj. Qegħdin neżawrixxu punti differenti u qegħdin niddiskutu.
Li l-iskop tal-paper mhuwiex li aħna nneħħu mis-suċjetà dak li hu ħażin.
Anqas kellek l-iskop tal-paper, jekk trid ngħidlek
x'. Issa nirringrazzjak tal-ġarin.
Però anqas kellim tkun paper għamilt lek żewġ mis-soqsijiet. Jekk taħsibx li min jagħmel użu mill-cannabis għandu xi background familjari. In asfortunatment ta' tieħor u tu jekk taħsibx li min jagħmel użu mill-cannabis jista' jkun ta' suċċess f'ħajtu f'diversi aspetti mhux biss
livell edukattiv. Mela, ix-xjenza kollha turi li meta tieħu kwalunkwe psychotropi li mhux indika nirrepeti għax naħseb ma smajtniex. Għall-indikazzjoni medika bi preskrizzjoni ta' tabib dik ħaġa ħażina. Ħaġa ħażina. Għax-xjenza kollha medika għat-tobba kollha fid-dinja. Sewa, għaxjenza kolla, għalli il-min joħoda għalli t-jajt għala tajba. Għek niftehmu, iġiviri li toħoda, jek kinti l-ikbar senjorum fil-dini, jek kinti l-ikbar fi, l-ikbar bravu, l-ikbar fi, l-ikbar senjor, għazin, tibqa għazin, u jibqa għazin. Għek niftehmu. Għalli t-nifse, għalli għall-individu u n-nifsu, u tajjeb l-soċieta toħloq mekkanizmi f'loq titfa u l-ħabs. Titfaw għal minn tiħpari biex il-vizzju jaqtaw. Mux titejdu dak mhux vizzju, dak sa okej. Morsu bl-aeroplan xi burda, morsu il-bass bit-tfal filgħodu. Sewwa mur li ma jimburdax. Issa di mhux cannabis biss, hemm psychotropic drug. Li mhux taħt restrizzjoni medika.
Inti taf, Dr. Balta, li l-liġi diġà tgħidlek li attwalment ma tistax tkun taħt l-ebda effett ta' sustanza. Attwalment diġà taf inti. Inti semmejt l-eżempju tal-pilot illi issa ħnibdew ninkwetaw li ma nafux jekk hux jgħid taħt is-sustanza tal-cannabis. Bl-istess mod, ħadd ma jtina garanzija illi meta nsifru l-pilot ma jkun xorob il-lejl ta' qabel mingħajr ma nitfa' l-ebda delli kraħ fuq ħadd għax għandi rispett kbir lejn kull professjonist mod speċjali anke lejn il-piloti. Imma li nippruvaw issa nitfa' id-dubju fuq il-professjonalità tan-nies. Naħseb li mhuwiex ġust. Aċċennajt għall-white paper. Taf li l-white paper, il-preambolu tagħha huwa li bl-ebda mod id-dokument innifsu ma jgħid jinkoraġix l-użu jew il-konsum tal-cannabis. F'dinja ideali, laħat tipejjeb, laħat jixrob, laħat tipejjeb il-cannabis u wif aktar ma jintużaw drogi oħrajn. Il-white paper hija white paper realistika. U realistika għaliex x'inhi realtà. Li l-adulti iż-żgħażagħ jagħmlu użu mill-cannabis. U jiena nemmen u naħseb illi dan joħroġ ukoll mill-white paper illi għandu jkun hemm framework biex min għalhekk semmew il-human rights u l-element ta' social justice li min jixtieq jagħmel bażla personali u mod responsabbli użu mill-cannabis jagħmilha u ma jiġix kriminalizzat. Fl-istess ħin jintqal fil-white paper u kol mod ċarotont, l-importanza tal-edukazzjoni u l-arfien. Ila għaliex il-war on drugs, li ġejja mid-80s, ila li falliet. Iż-żgħażagħ u jien għalliema, u hawnhekk qed nitkellem issa mill-esperjenza tiegħi, ma tmurx u tgħidilhom tuħuġ droga, li zaħ taħt trittit tijom. Mot realistiku. Jekk tieħu l-kannabis jista' jiġri lek hekk. Jiġri spiċċa żmien li noqogħdu nbeżżgħu n-nies bl-affarijiet għaliex iż-żgħażagħ huma ħafna iktar intelliġenti. U ma taħdimx li tbeżżgħ liż-żgħażagħ.
So,
Dr. Bazzan, kull skop ta' white paper huwa l-iktar ħaġa importanti li tqajjem id-diskussjoni wkoll. Ej ma ninsewx il-white paper hija l-għodda ta' min irtqajjem id-diskussjoni biex jiġbor feedback. Ħalli l-liġi ħarija tkun il-krema tal-feedback kollha li tinġabar. Jiġifieri kull min juża l-white paper minn żmien li nħalqet kienet l-iskop oriġinali li kulħadd bħal bħalna kulħadd ġej quddiem u mbagħad niġbru t-tajjeb ta' kulħadd.
Fair enough, fid-diskussjoni dejjem ħelti. Ara, li inti llum xi ħadd isuq karozza taħt l-effett tal-alkohol u jweġġa' xi ħadd fil-liġi hija negliġenza kriminali. Li inti tieħu kwalunkwe psychotropic drug sewwa u ttajjer xi ħadd u tweġġa' illum fil-liġi kriminali Maltija hija negliġenza grossolana, ġifieri dak l-inġeri li inti kkawżajt hija kawża ta' dak li ħadd qabel ma soqgħod. Sewwa, issa, illum jekk isibu pożittiva l-kannabis l-istess ta', jiġifieri, issa jekk int qed tgħidli li inti jekk fimtek sew, li wieħu l-kannabis, jitla fil-karozza, jagħmel pilot, basta mal-klawt. Biex ma qgħodx jistieħu ma nistieg ma nintrawx, ma mhux se jibqa' negliġenza kriminali dak se jsir dritt.
Suċer, jekk jgħux. Minn semma li ma titqis, il-liġi diġà għatlek li dak l-aspett li semmejt inti huwa kopert bil-liġi. Jaqas bis-sanda tad-dinna minn moħħna li xi ħadd isifer u l-pilota jkun taħt l-effett tal-kannabis. Illa li x'aqas jekk ikun il-white paper tidħol liġi ma jfisser in-nies ħajbdew ipejpu l-kannabis. Ġifieri ma taħdimx hekk, meta inti tilleġiżla, ma tilleġiżlax biex tħeġġeġ in-nies, jiġifieri aħna lleġislajna biex koppji tal-istess sess jitżewġu, biex inħajru ktar nies tal-istess sess jitżewġu. Daħħalna d-divorzju f'pajjiż biex aktar nies jiddivorzjaw. Le, għax irrikonoxxejna r-realtajiet ta' pajjiżna. U din il-white paper qed tagħmel proprju.
Issa, mela, ħani repeti. Xi ħadd min-naħa tal-gwerriġi. Xinu l-iskop? Xinu l-iskop ta' din il-paper? L-iskop huwa li minn jgħu l-kannabis nejnuħ jaqtaħħa? Jgħu li nejdu li jista' jkompli?
Le, kull white paper l-iskop taħħa principali huwa li toħloq id-diskussjoni. Ikun hemm il-feedback minn għand laqdiet kollha, u mbagħad fuq dak il-feedback tiġi infassla l-liġi.
Il-pożizzjoni tal-Assoċjazzjoni Medika hija li l-kannabis.
Tajjeb, le, dik aħna li nixtiequ nisimgħu.
Sakemm m'hemmx indikazzjoni medika bi-preskrizzjoni.
Bħala sabiħ.
M'għandux jinbad il-ħabs.
Le, from the medical point of
view. Għandu jingħata l-għajnuna kollha. Biex jaqtaħ.
U nifmek, għaliex jekk ħadd titkellmu fuq l-alkohol ħadd tgħidu li hu ħażin, jekk ħadd titkellmu fuq is-sigaretti ħadd tgħidu li hu ħażin, jekk ħadd titkellmu fuq overeating ħadd tgħidu li hu ħażin. Intom from the medical point of view, dik il-pożizzjoni tagħkom mhux
bejn. Imma is-sigaretti huma legali.
Ma jfissirx li ġew tajbin għas-saħħa. Mhux hekk?
Is-sigaretti tajbin.
Ekku, jafimniħ dak il-punt.
Is-sigaretti tajbin, jiġifieri, huwa importanti ħafna li meta jiġi ddikjarat l-iskop tal-liġi, meta jiġi tiġi liġi, il-preambolo għandu jgħidu li huwa desiderabbli li inqas ma jkun hawn nies fil-pajjiż jieħdu l-kannabis huwa wieħed mill-oġġettivi.
L-Onorevoli David Aġus, il-Viċ Kap tal-Partit Nazzjonista, kjo ġbu?
L-Onorevoli, grazie ħafna ta' demmina li ġej ta' unnek u anke tal-presentation li għamiltunna li nifem li għaw snin ta' esperienza maquda fl-imkien biex wasaltu għal din il-white paper analizi tagħha minnaħa tagħkom bħal-mem u anke organizzazzjonijiet oħrajn u ta' dan nirringrazzjakom. Jiena għandi ftit ħsibijiet li nixtieqek tikkiedihom li għaliex hemm uliedna u hemm il-familji tal-Maltin u l-Awċi. L-ewwel ħaġa. Fil-kannabis inti tgħallimni hemm it-THC. Jiena issa sirt naħbiha it-THC, ma kontx naf li tisis. Fil-white paper li preżentanna l-gvern m'hemmx kemm għandu jkun hemm fil-kannabis fit-grammi li suppost. Għandu jkollu persuni biex ma jkomx jista' jiġi imtella il-kemm suppost, jew kemm mhux suppost
ikun hemm THC fil-kanna biex ma tagħmilx sara lill-individwu anke jekk joħodha.
Ismani, ma nirrepeti dak li ġaħed. Li tieħu prodott tal-kannabis li fih it-THC f'kwalunkwe doża mingħajr indikazzjoni medika, mingħajr preskrizzjoni ta' tabib, ma naqblux magħha. That is dik is a problem. Palma bliedem ifejjer, hija problema. Sewa, ma tistax issir xi ħaġa tajba, palma bniedem jiskel. Jiġifieri bu beda jgħidlek l-esper ġermanis li per u intom anfestizzajtuha peress li l-individual reaction u d-doża u l-livell fid-demm dwar ħafna minn individu għal ieħor. U għaz ħafna iżjed diffiċli ti kwantifika l-effett ta' doża u l-behavior fil-kannabis. Barra li dwar jad-dos fil-kannabis, every individual. Issa minn ikollu tendenzi li l-paranoia li u l-mart mentali, even if he's borderline, għat ma kellu mart mentali, jista' jkollu ħafna sintomi għof.
Xtaqt nisma minn għandu kollox fil-white paper, edhem mek, jew għal-inqatek fil-ki, li l-familja Maltin jistaw jkollu kannabis fil-daħ.
Ma naqblux li n-nies għandhom ikabru. Ma naqblux.
N-nies
għandhom ikabru. Ma naqblux li n-nies għandhom ikabru.
Ġi anke tidħol il-liġi
b'xogħol. Il-meriet tal-ħadit tal-liġi għandha tmur fuq minn ibih. Imma mhux għax biex l-istat ma jużax li tal-ħadit fuq minn ibih. Inħalli nies ikabru għadda. L-istat jagħmel dwieru.
U taffetwa l-itfal li jkunu fid-dar. Iġifieri, inti mill-esperjenza tiegħek. Meta f'xaħat
hija stata affettu għad-dwar, meta jużaw jitolpuha
dwar
nistajt.
Issa
tiġi minn fejn tiġi, kabbarta inti, xtrajta.
Għalikom tagħmel differenza ħażina tajt.
Ma nistax bil-punt di vista mediku li tieħu psychotropic drug. Volontarjament jew involontarjament, minn diagnosi. Ja, ħaġa ħażina. Kif l-istess, għamilt l-eżempju tal-eroina u l-morfina. Nużawhom il-ħin kollu għal painkillers u għal kanser. Ma jfissirx li fil-kuntest mediku huma mediċini daw ċertifikati tens of years mill-Medicines Authority ta' kull pajjiż. Ma jfissirx li tieħu l-morfina u l-eroina jsir tajjeb.
Dal-għala l-femmelna, il-psikosi, psikosi, psikosi.
Ġuwa?
Psikosi, psikosi.
Mentali
gravi.
Fil-opinjoni ta'kom, pal-amen. N-għu sammejtu għadhom u koll fil-14.
Din xienza.
Dinja xienza.
L-espert taħna Malta, espert internazjonali, u għal-ċermen, il-ċermen tal-Dipartiment tal-Psikjatrija, fil-tiġini jismu. Dak għamel ħafna riċerka.
Dr.
Grey, ħafna riċerka.
Ekku,
minn hemm. U jitkoda u lilu, jiġifieri li taqra fil-kotba, ħafna riċerka għamilha hu.
Jiġifieri position paper
tagħhom. Imma jekk inti għandek mark mentali in-natura l-iskizofrenija wal mark mentali sever. Fis-sens li inti qed tagħmel realtà, jiġifieri inti moħħok baxx jaħseb dritt, jibda jħollok il-ħalluċinazzjonijiet. Kull persona tiegħek tibda tiddiżintegra. Hawn kura, issa jekk inti tkun qed minn dawk irħu l-kannabis, ħajkollok attakk, jew ir-riskju ta' attakk huwa kbir. Jekk inti qatt ma kellek dat tip ta' attakk, imma forsi għandek xi ġin ġo fik jew borderline, fim, jista' jippreċipitalek attakk. Sewa jista' jippreċipitalek attakk. Jiġifieri, dak huwa l-effetti mentali li jidhir li l-Assoċjazzjoni tal-Psikjatri li jenuni f'dil-karta diġa għalu għawi.
Hawnhekk għalhekk qed insaqsik dwar.
Jiġifieri,
biex naqblu mal-psikjatri.
Jiġifieri, ma dak mhux dik hija xi ħaġa stabbilita. Mhux tgħidu għandha.
Research based. Il-pożizzjoni tagħhom hija
research. Nejdem ħafna research fuq għal ċerta Malti ma ċermen tal-psikjatri.
Dr. Degwara, please.
Lix meta kont qed titkellem fuq li tkabbar il-pjanta fid-dar. Naħseb irridu nagħmlu biex ngħidlek tnej jew tliet points fuq din. Li kun mhux kull pjanta tal-kannabis għandha l-istess ammont u percentaġġ ta' THC. It-tieni ħaġa, THC sorry.
Hemm ħafna
ratezz. Jiġifieri ma tantx faċli tikkontrolla x'qed tkabbar. Però it-tieni ħaġa, il-fattu li jekk jiena ngħix pjotar u għandi x'tidfan miegħi. U jien jew jien u r-raġel impejpu l-kannabis u għandna l-pjanta tikber.
il-fattu li t-tfal ħajitrabbew f'ambjen fejn il-pjanta li jom hija l-ħaxixa hija xi ħaġa ta' kuljum. Jerawna jpejpuha ta' kuljum, psikoloġikament ma taħsibx qed tintroduċi.
Ma jiex midher li tpoġġi lek l-infar, imma ġa miktuba hawn li dik qed tagħti l-impressjoni li l-wallpaper l-iskop tagħha li daħħal f'moħħ in-nies li xejn mhux xejn, kollok erba' pjanti tanti mhix ħejdi. Kollok erba pjanti tal-kamnabis, isu kellek erba dali, jew erba innaf ranunkoli, sewa jew għandek erba pozz fid-dar f'kwalunkwe pjanta. Jiġifieri jien hekk qed naqbel miegħek li tkabbar id-dar barra li ħażin, you're sending the message, it's okay. It's not okay. La to grow it, es maħsubara to take it. Imma jiena u ma nara oħra unenforceable. Da se jitpulizja jħabtu l-bibien. Għawrini kem għandek cannabis, unenforceable. Sa kem ma namiex kif darba me li għed kabbara fuq Traffic Island. Unenforceable, iġviri jiena liġi unenforceable, ma biex maħom. Qualunque liġi fil-pandemija, what you cannot enforce. Diskredita il-sistema kol.
Sapejt fina mill-liġi u kol, mill-bif il-ġewa ma jistax jitħol, jek ma jistax
jitħol. Jek ma jistax jitħol, jek ma jistax jitħol. Jek ma jistax
jitħol, jek ma jistax jitħol. Jek ma jistax jitħol,
jek ma jistax jitħol. Jek ma jistax jitħol, jek ma jistax jitħol. Jek ma jistax jitħol, jek
ma jistax jitħol. Jek ma jistax jitħol, jek ma jistax jitħol. Jek ma jistax
Ma jistax jitħol, jek ma jistax jitħol. Jek ma jistax jitħol, jek
ma
Grazzi, nilqgħu magħna wkoll l-Onorevoli Deputy Speaker, Dr. Buttigieġ mill-li naqdet magħna, għaw iktar mistoqsijiet għall-Dr. Balzan. Mela l-Onorevoli Buttigieġ.
Niskużawi ovvjament imma kelli diskors imbagħad kelli nirreplejsja ftit lili speaker. Jekk qed nifhem sew jiena l-pożizzjoni tagħkom rajta. Il-major concern tagħkom qisha n-normalizzazzjoni li tiġi Qed nifhem sew?
Mela, aħna ma naqblux ma' recreational cannabis. Għandna biżgħar l-iskop ta' din il-paper, jista' jkun għandna raġuni, jista' ma għandniex raġuni, imma li daħlu xejn u xejn u ssir ġustifikazzjoni għal recreational use. Konsegwenza tek ir-recreational use jiżdied il-problemi fis-soċjetà u n-nies ta' kull parti mis-soċjetà jiżdied. Jiġifieri U di tal-pjanti waħda waħda li tirrinforza x-xejn mhux xejn. Allura li inti għana ma naqblux ma l-użu rekreazzjonali.
Biex inkun daqsxejn l-avukat tax-xitan fiha s-sitwazzjoni, tara options oħrajn li mhux itkabbir fid-dar għal min ma jridx imiss mal-dinja kriminali?
Ara, x'nista' ngħid li Għana nazbu l-li tal-ħadit tal-liġi għandet u t-tentuża fuq minn ibbieħ. Mhux minnu l-vittma, minnu qed jaqla l-flus minn hekk. Jiġifieri m'għandux biex jien ma nagħmilx enforcement ngħid il ħaġa tajba. Ħaġa tibqa' ħażina. Jekk hemm bżonn tittejjeb l-enforcement, ittejjeb l-enforcement imma bl-ebda mod. Sewwa tagħmel ħażina fis-sigaretti li ġara dejjem żiedu l-prezz. Jiġifieri llum pakket sigaretti għandu. Di stabilita, jizjed muħoli, inqas in-nies jirduh. Għax dan il-tabak ilu minndu Columbus mar l-Amerika. Għalhekk, għax kieku ħażin. Mhux aċċettabbli fis-soċjetà, ma issa niżdraw. Issa se nagħmlu l-istess. Bil-kannabis, bħal m'għandna l-alkohol, bħal m'għandna x-xorb, is-sigaretti, għandna x-xorb, kannabis flok ngħidu ħażin ħanamlu xi ħaġa fuq hawn ngħidu n-nies ħanejdulu tajjeb, ma naqblux.
L-aħħar mistoqsija minn ħati għaj. Sija l-Assoċjazzjoni tal-Psikjatri anke għandkom hawnhekk irreferejtu għal fatt jekk is-sistema tas-saħħa tiflaħx għal żieda fil-konsum allura żieda ikbar f'dak li għandu xi qasam mas-servizzi. X'tip ta' żieda qegħdin tanticipaw intkom
tiftaħ? Mela, nirrepeti dak li ġaet li jekk se aħna l-biża' tagħna jekk il-paper l-iskop tagħha huwa li fajnejn nies jgħidu xejn mhux xejn. U jizdiet l-użu rekreazzjonali, ovvjament se jizdiet il-mental health issues, imma sma' anki għandina blażma Aġenti.
Għedin
kursittit farmal għandu se ġuventu, kursittit individwi għandu xie forma ta' asma. Għedin fimni? Jena ma' ġuġi għajdu li jisma jena mpejjeb, jow jena mpejjeb il-ħaxi ġa, għabdan għara, għedin tiħxu sittin ħajfa, so muxet jaddilu. Għafna drabi dik tkun. Iġifiri, il-jekk l-użu rekreazzjonali jizdiet, sewa, emmek ħaj jizdiet il-konsum tal-imma, kull marit, ija, għandu ċert il-mart u għadbadija, il-mart prevenibli, niprevenu, mux ndaħlu il-mart, unbat l-inti kultura, iġifiri, il-konsentana għal jekk jidħol ix-xejn mhux xejn u dak li ħażin ngħidulu tajjeb li użu rekreazzjonali jiżdied, allura l-itbadija ta' nies ħad iżdied għandna jiena jiġu 10 pazjenti jiġu 12, 12 narhom. Fimt? Jiġu għandna qatt ma nirrifjutaw il-ħaġa.
Ekku. Grazzi ħafna Dr. Balzan, ma nafx għandek xi kummenti konklusivi tiegħek, nirringrazzjak ta' il-presentation.
Mela.
U tal-pożizzjoni tal-mam. Inħeġġiġkom illi meta jkun hemm forums pubbliċi tagħhom, presentations tagħkom għaliex il-white paper biex tqajjem l-aktri tad-diskussjoni waħda mill-lejn tagħha, u importanti li kulħadd jagħti l-input tiegħu. Ħalli jekk niġu biex inresqu liġi u mbagħad tkun il-krema ta' dak kollu li kulħadd poġġa l-qudiem.
Jiġu white papers tajjeb biex jiġu diskussjoni, aħna nagħtu l-input tagħna, sewwa mbagħad bħal kulħadd jieħu l-input u minn hemm mbagħad nisperaw li toħroġ deċiżjoni tajba.
Grazzi Dr. Balzan tal-li sibt il-ħin u ġibtina white paper u prezentajt il-white paper
fisem
Iva fisem il-mam. Niklop issa li l-Dr. Andrew Aġus li ju tabib mediku naħseb responsabli mill-pain clinic tal-isptar Mater Dei. Mux responsabli. Dr. Aġus, ek joġbok prezenta li l-ek n-nifsek.
Jena Dr. Andrew Aġus, għandi pain clinic, raħal ġdijt, jgħu pain clinic privata.
Sibtek, il-medik il-director ta' pain clinic ta' l-espermati. Skużani. Tajb, fidejk, Dr. Aġus.
Mela, biex najdilkom ftit il-presentation tal-lum, ħatkun biex tiċċara ftit misconceptions illi saru fil-diskussjonijiet u forsi niċċaraw naqra fatti u opinjonijiet. Jiena l-history tiegħi hija li ili tabib tal-familja mid-2003 naħdem full-time u kienu jinteressawni kundizzjonijiet mediċi fejn is-sintomi ma kinux ikkontrollati, l-iktar kundizzjonijiet fejn ikun hemm uġigħ kroniku, fatigue, fibromyalgia, kundizzjonijiet ta' mental health illi alla volja jieħdu l-mediċini il-pazjenti ma jimpruvjawx. U ħafna mis-sintomi li kont nara jiena ma kinux jiġu spjegati bil-knowledge li kont naf sa dak iż-żmien. Dik il-perjodu ġifiri kien hemm ħafna nies li kienu jieħdu l-mediċini u xorta ma kinux jimpruvjaw. Meta bdejt il-pain clinic sirt naf fuq l-endocannabinoid system minn pazjenti li ġew għandi għax dak iż-żmien kont naf ma tantx kont naf peress li din hija sistema li mhijiex inkluża fil-kurrikulum tat-tobba. Allura il-knowledge huwa limitat. Din is-sistema hija sistema li tinstab mal-ġisem kollu. Għandna receptors f'kull organu tal-ġisem, għandna l-iktar fil-moħħ hija sistema li hemm iktar receptors mill-neurotransmitters kollha l-oħra kollha flimkien u hija involuta ħafna mill-funzjonijiet tal-ġisem. Fostom il-kontroll tal-uġiħ, il-kontroll tal-burdata u ħafna funzjonijiet oħra li ħanaraw u nafu illi 30-50% tal-popolazzjoni adulta għandha problemi fl-endokannabinoid system u dina tinfex f'ħafna sintomi differenti. Allura f'din qed naraw il-funzjonijiet li l-endokannabinoid system tikkontrolla. Ovvjament ikun hemm ħafna sintomi fil-pazjenti li jekk aħna ma nafux din is-sistema kif taħdem ma nistgħux nispjegawhom għalhekk
njera interessajt ruħi biex niprova nara kif nistanejn daw il-pazjenti. Il-funzjoni ta' din is-sistema hija li żomm kollox bilanċat u jaħdem kif suppost, jiġifieri biex namlu summary, bażikament tipproteġina kontra l-uġigħ, kontra l-fjammazzjoni, kontra l-istress, kontra l-anzjetà, kontra l-infections, u tirregola anki l-aptit, l-irqat, il-moods, il-hormones, it-sokkor, il-pressjoni, reproduction, metabolizmu, ħafna funzjonijiet ovvjament jekk ikun hemm ħsara f'din is-sistema. Ħajkun hemm problemi u sintomi li jkunu pjuttost serji. Fil-fatt, fil-2004 kien hemm professur Dr. Ethan Russo illi din il-kundizzjoni fejn ikun hemm deficiency tal-THC naturali tal-ġisem timmanifesta ruha bħala sintomi ta' fibromyalgia fejn ikun hemm ħafna uġieħ mal-ġisem kollu, jkun hemm problemi fil-musrana, jkun hemm problemi ta' migraines, problemi ta' hypersensitivity. Ovvjament daw in-nies alla volja kienu jieħdu ħafna tipi ta' mediċini differenti, jippruvaw ħafna affarijiet xejn ma beda jgħinhom. THC li hija l-sustanza prinċipali fil-cannabis hija s-sustanza li hija tista' tagħmel ħsara. Hija identika fl-istruttura ma' anandamide li hija kimika naturali li tinstab fil-moħħ u li tattaċċja fir-receptors tal-ġisem u tal-moħħ biex tagħmel l-azzjoni tagħha, taffettwa l-ħsieb, il-memorja, il-pleasure, movements, il-konċentrazzjoni. U jekk aħna nużawa dina bħala mediċina tista' tgħin biex tikkontrolla ħafna mis-sintomi ta' dawn li kollhom problema fl-endocannabinoid system, il-kundizzjonijiet bħal fibromyalgia, post-traumatic stress, ċertu tipi ta' depression u anzjetà, attention deficit u daw il-kundizzjonijiet fejn il-mediċina mhux dejjem tissodisfa dak li jkun billi tikkontrolla l-sintomi. Issa għaliex jużaw għannis il-kannabis din ovvjament hija qed ngħidha mill-esperjenza tiegħi li nies li ġew għandi minn 2015 issa li bdew jiftħu album miegħi u jgħidu li bluzu tal-kannabis li kienu qed jagħmlu. Ħafna nies jużawha biex tgħinhom f'ċertu sintomi. Pereżempju ħafna nies li jużawha biex jorqdu aħjar, hemm ħafna nies li jużawha biex tikkalmhom, biex jirrelaxjaw, biex tgħinhom jitkellmu iktar ma nies jissoċjalizzaw. U għal diversi raġunijiet oħra, bħala substitute għal mediċini li kienu huma jużaw il-mediċini, kienu ikunu, per eżempju, qed jieħdu sleeping pills, jew ikunu qed jieħdu xi kalmanti, jew ikunu, per eżempju, qed jixorbu l-alkohol jekk hija tgħinhom biex tissoċjalizza. Ovvjament, il-THC diġà għadna hija hemm potenzjal li tista' tagħmel ħsara fil-ġisem, però meta hija użata b'mod responsabbli, ġifri ovvjament aħna bħala tobba nigwidaw lil min qed juża l-kannabis biex juża b'mod responsabbli billi ma jużax ħafna THC u jintroduċi affarijiet oħra biex ngħinu l-endocannabinoid system, 90% ma jirrapportawx side effects meta jużawha. Però ovvjament jista' wieħed ikollu ċertu sola, meta jekk ipejjeb, jista' jkollu ħafna anzjetà jekk jieħu ħafna THC, jista' jkollu problemi bil-memorja, sturdament, coordination. Dawn huma kollha problemi ta' użu ta' THC, ovvjament ikun hemm porzjon ta' nies, percentaġġ ta' nies li jiżviluppaw mart mentali li jista' jkun serju. Jista' jkun hemm side effects pożittivi wkoll ta' THC meta tintuża bħala mediċina tista' tgħin f'ħafna kundizzjonijiet fosthom kundizzjonijiet fejn ikun hemm allerġiji, anki l-azma fejn it-THC instabet li hija bronchodilator meta tintuża b'mod kif suppost bħala użu mediku, tista' tgħin fil-kontroll tad-diabete, il-hormones, problemi fil-musrana, min juża l-kannabis regolari b'mod responsabbli kollu immune system iktar b'saħħitha, allura jista' jiġġieled kontra l-infections. U tista' tgħin ukoll fl-irqad u fil-focus u fil-burdata f'ċertu nies meta tuża b'mod responsabbli. Ovvjament, it-THC ma toċċ għal kulħadd, speċjalment nies li għandhom history ta' skizofrenja jew għandhom xi family history ta' psychosis tista tkun perikoluża ħafna li wieħed juża THC. U koll ovvjament pregnancy breastfeeding u jekk ikun hemm problemi tal-qalb ukoll mhijiex rakkomandata. Tajjeb li ngħidu li alla volja tista' tikkawża psikosi jew skizofrenja, dan il-percentaġġ huwa ta' 1% tal-popolazzjoni u dan ma nbidilx alla volja l-użu tal-kannabis żied f'ħafna postijiet fid-dinja. Nerġa' ngħid li qalu t-tobba ta' qabli ovvjament tista' tagħmel il-ħsara fil-moħħ tal-adolescenti, għalhekk aħna dejjem nagħtu parir li l-min qed juża diġà il-kannabis biex juża xi forma ta' kannabis li kollha THC baxx għax it-THC għoli li jikkawża l-ħsara, però is-CBD ikkombinat ma' THC mbagħad ukoll jista' jipproteġi lil dak li jkun kontra l-ħsara ta' THC u fil-pregnancy m'għandniex dubju li mhijiex rakkomandata peress li tista' tagħmel ħsara. Issa, intqalu ħafna affarijiet x'ha jiġri jekk aħna nirregolawha u ħatkun iktar available. Mela, il-konsumatur ħajjuża l-kannabis ix-xogħol. Dan diġà ntqal illum stess li aħna diġà l-alkohol huwa available wieħed li juża l-alkohol mhux ħajmur ix-xogħol taħt l-effett tal-alkohol, anki nies li qed jużaw il-kannabis għal użu mediku jiddejqu jużaw it-THC. Jekk ħajkunu ħajmurru għax-xogħol għax ma jħossuhomx li jistgħu jikkonċentraw, jiġifieri daw diġà għandhom il-liċenzja biex jużawha, imma jażlu li ma jużawhiex għax ovvjament mhix ħajħossuhom kif suppost fuq ix-xogħol. Jiġifieri dan huwa naħseb jiena misconception, ma naħsibx li ħad iġri din. Jekk aħna ħanirregolaw ħajkun hemm konsum iktar u da illum intqal li fej diġà kien hemm regulation. Ma sarx iktar, ma żdiedx il-konsum. U tajjeb li ngħidu li l-education hija importanti ħafna għax jekk persuna li ħa tibda tuża l-kannabis jew li diġà qed tuża titgħallem li din tista' tagħmilha ħsara jekk tieħu ħafna THC, probabbilment hija tagħmel l-għażla li tnaqqas id-doża ta' THC li ħa tieħu. Però jekk hija tixxiha mill-black market mhux ħa tkun taf kemm fiha THC, il-kannabis li qed jikkonsmaw, allura ma tistax tagħmel informed decision li tieħu inqas THC għax ma tkunx taf. Jekk inti għandek il-pjanti d-dar, it-tfal ħajkonsmaw il-pjanti. Kif għadna wkoll qabel għal il-professur ta' binna, illi jekk persuna tfal jew adulti tiekol il-kannabis mhux ħajkun hemm intoxication għax din m'hemmx THC fiha fil-fatt hemm THCA li din ma tistax tikkawża intoxication. U ovvjament jekk ikun hemm prodotti tal-kannabis bit-THC dan ħajġu storjati b'mod responsabbli bħalma jiġu storjati l-mediċini u l-alkohol. Intqal ukoll li jista' jkun hemm żieda fil-vjolenza domestika. Issa aħna nafu li l-alkohol jista' jikkawża ġlied, jista' jikkawża vjolenza domestika, però nies li huma taħt l-effett tal-kannabis imma naf il-ħadd illi kien hemm involut vjolenza domestika fil-fatt anki nies li qed jużaw abbuż b'mod mediku iħossuhom iktar kalmi u iktar jistgħu jintegraw mal-familja u mat-tfal tagħhom fil-fatt tgħinhom biex ikunu iktar preżenti u iktar jinvolvu ruħom fil-familja. Il-users jistgħu jiżviluppaw dik li ngħidu emotivational syndrome, jiġifieri ma jmorrux għax-xogħol, jitaqbadhom depression u jikkommettu suwiċidju. Dawn huma estremi naħseb daw l-opinjonijiet għax jiena l-esperjenza tiegħi nies li jużawha b'mod responsabbli jaraw li tgħinhom u ħafna minnhom jirritornaw għax-xogħol jekk ma jkunux jistgħu jaħdmu minħabba s-sintomi li jkollhom minħabba problemi fl-endokannabinoid system. Min jikkonsma l-kannabis ħajkonsma ħaj eventwalment jibda jikkonsma drogi iktar heavy bħal kokaina u l-erawina. Dina nafu illi mhix verità u fil-fatt l-Amerika nistgħu naraw eżempju fejn il-stati fejn ġiet legalizzata. Kien hemm min juża l-opiates tipo tal-morfina minħabba chronic pain. Dawna naqsu l-użu tal-opiates u issa switchjaw fuq il-kannabis li qed tgħinhom jikkontrollaw is-sintomi b b'mod iktar safe. Min ifejjeb ħajżviluppa lung cancer. Hawnhekk sib studju fejn juri li peress li l-kannabis tipproteġi kontra l-cancer, min jipejjeb il-kannabis għandu inqas riskju li jaqbdu l-cancer min ifejjeb tabak biss. Dak l-istudju għandi reference.
Kif qed titkellem, Dr. Ajus, qed nara li kollu naħseb jidher di għandek xi ħaġa scientifically proved, għax ma naħsibx li għandek dak turnover li kulħadd bil-kannabis il-pazjenti tiegħek.
Kollha bil-kannabis.
Kollha mela għandek għex ġismu għandek.
Jiena nara nies chronic pain u b'kundizzjonijiet fejn it-treatment.
Inti convinced imma inti personali ma
ħadd ikklopp il-Dr. Balzan ukoll jiġi m'għalmejdek jekk irid jintervjeni.
Interessant some sort of scientific proof jew sempliċement xkun min jiġi għax jiena esperjenza għandi.
Ħadd ikklessi Dr. Degwar jekk jogħġbok? Dr. Ajus, weġiba?
The percentage is very, very low those who really say that they had an amelioration, because you've mentioned...
Jiena 95% għal-pazjenti tiegħi.
You gave us a list, dawk li marru tajbin, but warra ġaj tajtna l-istohra li għamlu l-ħazin. Jġifiri, għetna ra naqra...
Permetu għada, għax kif fuq il-punt li għada kem semmit Dr. Degwara. Għaw daq xejn ta' kontradizzjoni fil-presentation, jek te permetti. Mela. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mela, tilet il-raba slide, inti għattajt section fen semmejt il-baby breastfeeding reward. Ok? Emek.
Mm-hmm.
Ok? So...
Biki, għal-function tal-endocannabinoid system, il-funzjonijiet li l-endocannabinoid system hija responsabli għal-jom.
Ok. So how come, then, you're talking about il-fatt li tagħmel il-ħsara.
Għax aħna l-babies meta nitwieldu, il-babies għandhom it-THC fil-moħħ. Hija naturali li kulħadd għandu THC naturali jgħidulhom endocannabinoids. Jiġifieri aħna kull persuna għandna it-THC naturali fil-ġisem. Issa
jiġifieri li jattajtu huwa jekk iżżid it-THC ma' dak in-naturali li hemm, dik li ħadd tagħmel ħsara, fimtek sew, għaliex semmejt imbagħad li contradictions to using THC pregnancy and breastfeeding, dangers of THC in pregnancy can cause damage to the fetus.
Dina hija il-sistema naturali tal-ġisem, jiġifieri x'inhi involuta issa. Jekk aħna għandha l-ħsara fl-endocannabinoid system, dawk il-funzjonijiet kollha jistgħu jiġu affettwati. So hawn min jiżviluppa uġigħ, hawn min jiżviluppa seizures, hawn min jiżviluppa problemi fil-musrana. U dawk in-nies jista' jkollhom problema fil-livell ta' THC naturali tal-moħħ.
Dott inti jattajt illi jekk ikollok deficiency fil-THC naturali, tista' ġib dik id-deficiency billi tieħu l-kannabis, uġbel. Tirreplejsja.
Imma bad tajt illi jekk għandek deficiency imma taħod ħoda, this section I'm not understanding, jiġifieri kif hawnhekk it's sounding like it's something good, imma mbagħad qed ta' xitlita jew erba wara xulxin contraindications.
It's something good jekk hija naturali. Imma jekk inti per eżempju.
Inti qed tassumi li jiġifieri li daw kollha għandhom deficiency
kollha min huma.
Daw li qed all these
il-pazjenti tiegħek kollha.
Inti qed tgħid il-pazjenti tiegħek kollha tagħtihom il-kannabis. Mela, int qed tassum li kull min jiġi għandek kulħadd għandu deficiency in the cannabinoids. Plus, you have told us also li daw għandhom bżonnhom l-ewwel tgħidilna biex jirrelaxjaw, però ma tgħidilna li id-dożi għaw il-part mill-cannabis tista' tagħmel over excitement. Mela, I think there's a lot of, you know, itkellem.
Dr. Ajus, spjega daqsxejn dan il-punt. Sewa, li għatlek Dr. Degwara, inti tagħmel xi medical test biex tara il-livell ta' THC ta' kull individu?
Jiġu għandi ikunu nies li jkunu ilhom 10, 20, 30, 40 sena jdulu tobba, professuri jsifru u jkollhom lista ta' mediċini twila li jkunu diġa ppruvaw u xejn ma jkun għandhom. Sewa, issa aħna nafu l-endocannabinoid system hija involuta f'ħafna funzjonijiet fil-ġisem. Meta jiġu għandi n-nies ngħidilhom nagħmilhom sija assessment biex nara eżatt kull aspett ta' ħajjithom x'għandhom x'għandhom l-irqad, l-ikel, l-exercise, kull. U ovvjament imbagħad nibda billi nirrakkomandalhom ċertu affarijiet, pereżempju li jordu kif suppost, mhux pereżempju jordu fil-ħodu, jordu bil-lejl, li jagħmlu l-eżerċizzju, li jieklu ikel li huwa tajjeb għalihom. U daw l-affarijiet. Jekk imbagħad naraw li bdaw il-lifestyle changes li jistgħu jgħinu l-endokannabinoid system tibda taħdem sew mingħajr ma jkun hemm bżonn kannabis, jekk huma jimpruvjaw. Well and good, ovvjament ma jkollhom bżonn kannabis għax just by lifestyle changes jimpruvjaw. Imma ikun hemm min u ħafna minnhom ikollhom bżonn lajnuna ta' THC u l-THC meta tintuża bħala mediċina tgħin l-endokannabinoid system biex tirregola ħafna mill-funzjonijiet li jkunu out of order. So I second stereo bil-base treble u l-volum u inti trid kollox ikun eżatt. Jekk inti għandek bilanċ minħabba stress, minħabba problemi ġenetiċi, minħabba diversi raġunijiet, ħajkollok manifestazzjoni diversi mod. L-iktar komuni hija chronic pain, fejn ikun hemm uġieħ mal-ġisem kollu, però ikun hemm min ibati migraines, ikun hemm min ibati problemi bil-musrana, ikun hemm min ibati sintomi oħrajn anke l-allerġiji qed naraw illum il-ġurnata li jkun hemm min ikun prova antihistamines. Flimnieħel, pinnoli, steroids, operations u xejn ma jaħdem imbagħad bl-użu responsabbli mediku tal-kannabis is-sintomi jimpruvjaw.
Naħseb il-keyword hija għadek hemm għadha issa. Użu responsabbli mediku. Għaliex? This is completely different. Aħna diġa leġiżlajna.
I told you where I'm coming from.
Jina li għed najt. Jiġifiri, inti għed najt.
Imma daw għafna minnum. Jek
tikkontrolla il-THC level, jek tifmek sewa. That is where you, from your experience, jisa jina minix tabiba, u għaw il-kull, you know. Pero, f'dak il-mod li tista.
Dr. Balzani.
Għafna minnum, daw.
Mikrofon, Dr. Balzani.
Għafna minnum, xie affarijiet, mela. Cannabis rekreazzjonali, jaxa faċa, xaħat mandu xej, u marijiħu il-cannabis. Il-cannabis mediku xaħat għandu marda. Ġibib, they are two different things.
Mela, jiena nistanaj.
Lele, u paċenzja. Jirġi għan tabib għandi, jiena għala ma nistax nejlu flokklin hakers, li huma licenzjati mill-European Medicines Authority, sentit il-cannabis. Ma nistax. Illum, jekk tallimna xaġa mill-pandemija, huwa kif jiġu licenzjati il-medicini. Il-European Medicines Agency tillicenzja l-medicini fuq xiex, fuq l-istudji li ħafna drabi li jkunu randomized control. Nofshom jieħduhom u nofshom jieħdu fake. U you have to have. One that is effective. And the other that the side effects are not worse than the disease. The side effects issa sal-lum tħallini nispiċċa ma hu l-ebda prodott tal-cannabis licenzjat mill-European Medicines Authority. Ma' u lebda, li għandu licenzja. Imma, jeżistu letteratura medika li tgħid, għaw tip ta' epilepsi. Tip ta' epilepsi li ma jtritja l-ebda medicina. Imma l-kannabis jaħdem. Hawn nies bil-kimoterapi, jibqgħu jirremettu ma jaħdem xej. U ma jaħdem xej. Dawk hemm evidenza li taħdem. Għaw nis li il-morfina ma taqbilx magħhom ma serrahomx. Hemm l-evidenza. U hemm evidenza qwik fuq il-chronic fatigue syndrome, fuq il-fibromyalgia. Imma skont il-Medicines Authority m'hemmx biżżejjed evidenza biex tillicenzja. Jiġifieri il-prescrizzjoni hija off-license. X'inhi tfisser off-license? Jekk il-vaccine tal-Pfizer jagħmellek xi ħaġa, tħallas il-Pfizer. Jekk il-cannabis tagħtiha int u l-pazjent jistellak il-qorti tħallas int. Meta jgħidlek off-license, il-European Medicines Agency qed tgħidlek. Jien ma nistax nil-licenzja, imma naraf li hemm xjenza li hemm ċertu gruppi ta' pazjenti li jistgħu jibbenefikaw, imma issa m'hemm xjenza biżżejjed.
Grazie, grazie, grazie. E inkomplu bil-presentation ta' Dr. Aġus. Għax mux ħajlessi, għax sarinna kważi għadinna għol-għole. Grazie, grazie Dr. Balzan. Tista' tipparteċipa kemm trid, hawnhekk dar tad-demokrazija kulħadd għandu dritt tal-opinjoni tiegħu. Dr. Aġus.
Mela konti jataw milli consumers l-aħħar waħda jispiċċaw bl-addiction u jispiċċaw lill-kannabis tirrovinalhom ħajjithom. Tajjeb li ngħidu li min jara pazjenti li kollhom problemi psikjatriċi jew problemi ta' addiction, daw l-users huma nies li għandhom problemi. So ġifieri daw ma nistgħux niġġeneralizzaw u ngħidu li kull min juża l-kannabis ħajispiċċa Mount Carmel jew kull min juża l-kannabis ħajispiċċa set qa' problema ta' addiction għax mhuwiex il-każ. Il-vantaġġi jekk inti ħadd irregolar, ovvjament dak li jkun li qed juża b'mod regolari u jiena nemmen illi min qed juża kull jum, speċjalment juża iktar minn darba kull jum, mhux qed juża b'mod rekreattiv, qed juża biex jikkontrolla xi sintomu mediku għax m'hemm xejn recreational li inti tqum fil-għodu u tuża l-kannabis u mbagħad tmur għax-xogħol. Jekk inti tuża itħoss li għandek bżonn tuża tliet darbit kuljum, sinjal li qed tgħinek minn xi sintomu. Jekk inti tmur il-black market, mhux ħadkun taf x'qed tikkonsma, jista' jkun hemm prodotti li kollhom THC oli ħafna li dak li jkun jagħmlulu ħsara, jista' jkun hemm prodotti li jkunu sintetiċi u jagħmlu iktar ħsara minn prodotti naturali, jekk ikun hemm xi ħadd żgħir ta' età żgħira li ħaj konsma prodott THC oli jista' jagħmlu ħsara, allura importanti illi din il-kampanja ħadkun ikun hemm investiment f'edukazzjoni fejn wieħed jippromovi ċertu attivitajiet bħal sport u attività fiżika u jagħti parir biex l-adolexenti jagħmlu l-għażla li hija tajba lihom li ma jużawx prodotti THC o li ma jużaw alternattivi forsi li kollhom iktar CBD. U ħa tagħti l-option il-min juża l-alkohol mod rekreattiv li kollu option li aktar safe li tagħmel inqas ħsara fil-ġisem.
Thank you, Dr. Aġus.
The most important, Dr. Aġus, so you are referring only for medicinal cannabis, which means this is already legalized.
Jena, il-punt tiegħi huwa li ħafna nies li qed jużawha regolari.
Daw l-affarijiet qed tgħidilna, ġieli mort ma' nies barranin minn għamel ir-riċerka fejn ġiet ipprova xi ħaġa x'inha qed ma smajtu.
F'liema sens?
Inti eżer li qed tgħid qed tagħmel dax-xogħol kollu fuq il-kannabis. Jieni. How many, per eżempju, kemm hawn nies li qed joħduhom li qegħdin taħt il-practice tiegħek? Kif tista' jkun hemm 2000 meta hawn biss 1000 u kemm hemm?
50,000 għalunna li jużaw għazbot 50,000 għalunna
il-medical cannabis għandik fi kjum għan nafxie zatti ma t-għod about 1,250. So how can you this was a medical cannabis product for just a month? How can you have 2,000 when there are only 1,000?
Is it graph indication ta' pazjenti li ġew registrati ma'?
No, ma' registrati da' sekka na' ġo pajiz. Na' utin si xem min daw l-elfu ma' nafx kem essa forse si binna n-numru eżatti. Jien nistanejt, per eżempju, naħseb frisht 30 didi draga li għa. U nistanejt zgur li not even one of them are still consuming it, which means there are these 20 didi drugs. They are still issued, kif tafu intom for a whole year, jibbu dejjem jidru until you every year nerġu naplikaw l-om għal-jom. So, naħseb li għandek naqra affarijiet qegħdin kontinġenti ħafna.
Għaliex taħseb li ma jibqgħux jużaw?
Għalli, qed ngħidlek jien, għaliex we've used it fejn konna fajna, so fair enough, jien ngħidilhom, you know, try it, you didn't do well. Medical cannabis
sensation. Pazienti
which means we are not saying the exact things in the, what's happening in the public. Plus, you are taking this as a specialization. I think you have to, we must have some scientific products which shows. Udam ma tsaħħa minn waħdek li tkollok kuntatt ma' min qed jagħmel
esperimenti għandek il-prova naħseb Dr. Kattaw Balzana jista' jikkonferma bħala speċjalista.
Dr. l-Onorevoli Kotajja.
Lele, Dr. Balzana, mhux ma tarċej, imma għandna persuna li bħal ġiet hawnhekk biex taqsam magħna l-esperjenza tagħha fis-suġġett. Jekk ma jimportax għandi mis-sostnija nixtieq nagħmilha lilu. Dr. Ġuż, inkun korretta jekk ngħid illi ħafna persuni jixtiequ jużaw il-medical cannabis iżda ma jaffordjawx jixtru il-medical cannabis?
Iva, dik hija l-iktar raġuni li nies ma jużawiex u ma japplikawx għaliha.
Il-għaliex dak li qed naħseb jiena huwa xprunat minn sens ta' ġustizzja soċjali li tant f'dan il-pajjiż nitkellmu dwarha u li sfortunatament fejn tidħol il-cannabis ma nifhmuhiex. Jiena tkellmu miegħi nies illi jibagħtu minn ħafna uġieħ u jagħmlu sagrifiċċji kbar biex ta' kull xahar jixtru il-medical cannabis. Dawn l-istess nies jistgħu jgawdu mill-benefiċċji tal-cannabis b'mod mhux mediċinali. Illa li xorta hemm il-THC u l-effetti xorta qed ikun ta' benefiċċju
jiġifieri.
Mhux qed jiġifieri qed ingħidu li żagħżugħ illi jibagħti bl-ansjetà u jpejjeb joint u jħossu tikkalma. Qegħdin ngħidu jiġifieri li dik il-cannabis mhux qed tikkawża dak il-benefiċċju fuq
dik. Kif tista' tipprova li f'dak il-joint għandek l-ammont li għandek żonn?
Tkun fuq il-lejl.
Kienet għalhekk jiena meta skuża li ftit. Minuta, minuta wara kemm ngħidi l-adress.
Ejn ikkalma u naqra. Kulħadd għandu dritt jitkellem.
Huwa kont jiena l-ewwel waħda meta bdejna u tkellimt favur il-medical cannabis. U kontet ukoll li għal dawk il-persuni li ġenwinament vera ippruvat li għandhom bżonnhom medikament, il-gvern għandu jipprovdijulhom through the schedule 5. Kont jiena
nagħmlu appell biex jipprovdija l-gvern mela ħeġuhom
ifejtu limitati ħafna and he has bħala social head biex ikun gvern li qed jifhem u li għandu ġustizzja ma' kulħadd. Jekk għandi bżonn il-medical cannabis and I cannot afford it, I should be given free. Però it has to be proved that specific amount of cannabis is needed for your ailment. Però ma tfissirx tmur hemmhekk meta rajna ħalli nistgħu il-mediċina meta rajna dawk il-lista kollha jiġifieri kull ma għandna bżonn fil-dik ġisem huwa cannabis biss. U cannabis biex nagħmluha sempliċi miegħu dawn mhux kollha mediċi. What I'm saying is this. Kont jien l-ewwel waħda li qed medical cannabis, if you really need it and it is proved that you need it, at least but go ahead and give it to them free.
Vera, jekk kull tara l-rajta b'tejk jiena mhux qed jiena.
Ġifieri jekk tipprova ngħidli tmur mbagħad for the artificial.
Jiena mhux qed niddiskutu issa jekk il-gvern għandu xi tiegħek xejn jew le li qed ngħid huwa. Il għaliex inċaħdu lil dik il-persuna. Milli, it-tfejjeb, issa dottor Balzan, hu paċenta, notu natu fuq moħna, taf kemm kelli bditnati fuq moħħi fuq affarijiet li għattinti, imma jiena nġiblek rispett. Bħalma nġib rispett il kulħadd verek noġbu, bżomru għadmut kompostal ma kulħadd dam. Ħanna qogħdu natu fuq ratna, għajdin l-iskola. Hemm mod ta' kif it-THC jista' jitkejjel minn persuna b'mod privat. Fil semmejna il-social, il-cannabis social clubs, semmejna persuni u anka tissemma fil-white paper il-possibilità li kabru d-dar. Xorta b'xi mod jista' jitkejjel it-THC, mhux hekk. Grazie.
Dr. Balzan?
Mela.
Dr. Balzan, un bad Dr. Ajous, għamlu l-kommenti.
Qualunque gvern, qualunque gvern, approva la medicina. L'imisce la scienziata, però, in generale, anche Kellem, l'esperienza di Airi, il settore dell'attenzionata BIP, ma la club da gvern, da qualunque color, gli approva la medicina, l'imisce approved, meglio European Medicines Authority. Esistono i casi off license genuini, ma non si può da scrivere, ma esistono. Uma e Halluk tamela, e mai do let if things go wrong, erfaqaent. Muxħana, huma il-konsern dejjem mhux effectiveness u safety. Il-gvern stess Malta għandu board joqogħdu fuqhom mhux politiċi, top esperti. U jiddeċiedu x'approvaw jekk ma jkollux l-approvazzjoni tal-European Medicines Authority.
Bla dubju.
Non starter, li nirrekomanda jien u sħabi tar-respirati. Ħafna drabi, it's a question of priority.
Ekku.
Mhux kwestjoni.
Dr. Bazza, għantik minuta biex namme conclusion remarks għalix sarin nalħin.
Il-cannabis is one animal. Man ħaltu ix ma recreation.
Grazzi.
Fej ma naqbilx maqqa. Jina jieġi xaħat bl-inhaler. Jieġi xaħat glazma. Nejd l-inhaler, ħaqbat titer, fik samlu home again. It's not on.
Fimti. Dr. Buttigieġ, ċek joġoba?
Mela, zewċ punt informazzjoni fuq li kienet għattajt l-Onorevoli Maria De Guara. Sibta il-PQ, l-Onorevoli De Guara għamlet PQ fit-12 ta' april ta' din is-sena, okay, fejn saqsiet l-Ministru għas-Saħħa jinforma l-Kamra kemm hemm persuni reġistrati li jieħdu l-kannabis medicinali permezz ta' Dangerous Drug Card u risposta kienet 1377. Issa, fuq il-komment li għadet l-onorevoli.
Daw jistgħu jibgħatu għalija u jġibuha mingħajr ma jkun reġistrata?
Jekk inti tiġuni jekk isma' għandek bżonn tużan medicinal cannabis, jiena nagħmilek il-formula biex jiġbi dangerous drug, inti tmur iġiba mbagħad jiena naf.
Imma tista' tixtieha privatu u ma tidħolx fis-sistema?
Le, inkella tkun bil-black market. Għalhekk qedlek jekk vera ġenwinament għandek żonna, tiġi għandi għajmin għandi t-tabib tiegħek.
La xillum bl-internet jien it-tfal inkollu ġibu l-affarijiet.
Jgħidlek imminti jekk ħaġġib il-medicine pura kif suppost, u int ħadd tieħu doża kif suppost, just is a matter of having one to two, three drops maximum three times a day, dika mhix ħad tkun daqshekk expensive daqskemm dak ħaġġib il-black market plus li dak għad tixtri mill-black market ma tax fiha. Jiġifieri jiena qed ngħid jekk vera għandek żonna u nerġa' nirrepeti. Jina qed il-gvern għandu tru l-ispeċjalista ta' jiġifieri mhux kummedja kulħadd jagħmel jrid, jekk vera bniedem kellu kif qed jgħid uncontrolled epilepsy, tajta b'koflox, kepra, the biggest drugs available u xorta, and you try it to the hadmet, why not? Jekk il-sabu kollha li għandu l-epilepsy tajtu il-kepra, tajtu l-epanutin, tajtu of the last resort, u tajtilu hadmet, why not? Put it on the shelf.
Grazie, Dr. De Guara. Dr. Buttigieġ?
Jina, ovvjament, il-punt li għedha tagħmel Dr. De Guara, naħseb li huwa validissimu, u xtaqt nagħmel naqra punt biex noqdu attenti anke kif nagħmlu ċertu statements. Għax il-fatt illi kellna f'dan il-kumitat stess. Nisi li ġew bil-fibromyalgia jidunna li xejn ma jħdem fuqhom u għalwera rridu niċċekjaw jekk fil-fatt taħdimx il-medical cannabis u naqbel ma' Dr. Balzan li għandna nisseparaw żewġ affarijiet naħseb li inti Dr. Ġew hekk għamilt fil-fatt. You did separate them, m'għandniex inħaltu żewġ affarijiet. Għax imbagħad l-argument jekk aħna ħanajdu illi min m'għandux aċċess għaliha finanzjarjament mela mbagħad ipejjeb joint, l-istess argument. Min m'għandux aċċess għall-uġieħ, per eżempju għall-morfina, x'se ngħidu mbagħad jieħu l-eroina? Jiena għaddejja minn esperjenza Dr. Balzan jaf perfettament u Dr. De Guara taf ukoll. Ok, u meta tara l xi ħadd bl-uġieħ tagħmel kollox. Imma fil-ħajja hemm limitu għal kollox.
Grazzi.
U rridu noqogħdu attenti x'messaġġi ngħaddu għaliex jiena nitkellem mhux mill-inti. Punto di vista palma mill Dr. De Guara palma mill Dr. Balzan, jina m'għandix dubju li għandna kategoriji ta' nies palma dak hemm semmi Dr. De Guara illi għandhom bżonn il-medical cannabis. L-argument tagħna m'għandniex inħeġġuhom biex ipejpuha b'mod ieħor, imma li għandna nagħtuhilhom għaliex hija bżonn juża. Hawnhekk ġew nies jibku jgħidulna li l-gvern mhux qed jagħtihom nies bil-fibromyalgia. li l-gvern mhux qed jagħtihom il-mediċina li għandhom bżonn. Let's see what they need. It might be medical cannabis. Nagħtuhilhom, imma mhux inħeġuhom imorru jixtruha bil-black market f'ġieħ kemm hemm u minant in-nies kriminali b'dak il-mod. Noqogħdu attenti x'messaġġ ngħaddu, għax kollox jista' jiġalek tħossok aħjar fil-ħajja. Imma affarijiet li huma legali, affarijiet li mhumiex.
Grazzi.
Onorevoli Buttigieġ, ma naħsibx li jista' jsir xi paragon bejn l-eroina u l-cannabis. Tantu hekk li l-United Nations neħħiet il-cannabis mill-iskeda fejn hemm harmful drugs fossom il-kokaina u l-eroina.
Jiena m'għandix inqabbelhom like with like, għatlek imma noqogħdu attenti.
L-eżempju li provajtatina, naħseb li ma nistgħux inqablu persuna li tbagħat minn ċertu ġieħ li natuha l-cannabis u l-oħra natuha l-eroina għaliex huma kompletament differenti. Fuq il-punt li nibgħatu n-nies li jixtru minn fuq il-black market waħda mill-affarijiet li jorġu mill-white paper hija proprju għandux ikun hemm post minn fejn il-cannabis tista' tinxtara b'mod legali għaliex.
Le, dik mhijiex qiegħda fil-white paper u ma niżgwidawx. Fil-white paper hemm il-pjanti. M'hemmx li tista' tinxtara minn xi.
Jekk segwejna il-lonġ ta' meta ġiet varat għall-white paper. Aħ, għandek raġun. Dejjem għandek raġun, Dr. Balzan, għandek
raġun.
Le, qed ikilu jkun. Dr. Buttigieġ, minuta, inti mhilek ħafna li ġejt inilhom il-bidu. Illi nara tituni patronizzanti fil-konfront tiegħi sam il-bidu, jekk tippermettili. Naf kif għandi nġib ruħi. Kull meta nitkellem jien għal lajbrek Dr. Balzan qed jgħid xi ħaġa, għandi trid nesprimi l-opinjoni tiegħi. Meta kien hawn esponenti oħra nċieħ xi darba kont konfrontattiva magħhom. Intom tafu xi darba ġiniet ma' xati u qatt nagħti fuq rasi, smajt affarijiet li ma naqbilx magħhom, imma
Faglilna żewġ minuti.
L-aħħar intervent tiegħi qas huwa biss relatat ma'
Mela jiena li nista'
ngħid. Dr. Ġus, għamel il-
Just to make one clear point. Rose, naħseb li forsi minn maħniex realizzaw li hemm fejn tixtieha il-medical x'isma' x'inti ħadd mhux tixtieha mill-pharmacy. Però ma tistax jekk jiena qiegħda fuq il-medical cannabis daqqa waħda ngħid tista' flok di ħamur nġib il-joint jew ħamur nisnifja jew ħamur
il-medical cannabis hija identika klif li hija ta' kwalità iktar
olja.
Le, dik li qed ngħidilhom. Aħna rridu l-cannabis pura għal pura jien, you know, what is needed for the medical aspect. Aħna dak imma mhux mur it-tfejja
fil-kannabis. Dr. Ġus, għandek minuta għamel il-rimarki konklusivi, jekk dal-kumitat iħoss illi narġgħu nistednukom darb'oħra naf illi intom uħut mill-aqwa esperti, il-mam u kulħadd. Nieħdu pjaċir illi għandna dawn l-imħuħ kollha f'pajjiżna. Pajjiż żgħir daqs naqra u kulħadd huwa daqshekk expert fil-linja tiegħu. Jekk jogħġbok il-kummenti konklusivi, ħalli nagħlqu dan meeting għaliex taqgħod tkeċċur.
Tajjeb li ngħidu li l-medical cannabis li hemm fl-ispiżerija u l-cannabis li tinxtara mill-black market huma identiċi fit-THC u CBD content. Huma buds, l-unika differenza hija li dawk li hemm fl-ispiżerija għaddew minn ċertu testijiet. U stability studies u affarijietek, però the end product.
You are confusing. Dr. Ajus, you are confusing everybody here because we are medical and we are realizing it's not what is true. The bud is the most, has the biggest percentage. So we are already in this
beginning.
Jekk inti vera tabib li trid tagħtih il-medical cannabis, do the prescription and let him go for it. It's none of your business, it for tegħus ma mhux jib tgħid ftit ħaxin xi waqt tal-bad, għax il-bad qed tagħtih id-doppju.
Aħna rridu nkunu realistiċi.
It's not the way you should discuss as a doctor.
Irridu nkunu realistiċi. Jiena għandi pazjenti illi jiġu jagħmlu l-liċenzja tal-medical cannabis. Jixtru għaxar u mbagħad jaraw illi ma jaffordjawhiex. U jispiċċaw jew imorru għand id-dealer jew inkella ikabru pjanta huma. Jaraw illi tkun l-istess tip ta' medicina bl-ammont ta' THC u CBD bħalmen fl-ispiżerija, però tal-ispiżerija tkun għaddiet mit-testijiet tal-Medicines Authority.
U kif ħaj jippruvaw li hija l-istess medicina?
Hija baddu.
Kif ħaj tipprova li l-istess medicina? Inti ta' li tista' tħalla ġenetikament.
and genetically engineered plants which are much more powerful. One deck but list of spray with an artificial material which becomes synthetic drug and then is fatal.
Grazie lil Dr. Ajous, grazie lil Dr. Balzan, grazie lil signor Ligor. Mr. Bonello, bla dubju diskussjoni interessanti, illum nalqu dan il-meeting għawek. Grazie ħafna, grazie l-dakolla li parteċipaw, l-onorevoli Kutajjar, l-dr. Degwara, l-onorevoli Ajous u l-onorevoli Buttigieġ, il-komplu niddiskutu dar-boħra. Grazie.